What's poppin'? It's the weekend, the big Michigan-Michigan State weekend that nobody's talking about for some reason.
Because it's going to be 28 degrees at kickoff.
Oh, boy, does that suck. But Matt Riley said, do not let Mark talk about how cold it's going to be because he's going to be inside anyway.
I don't want to be inside, though.
Yeah, but you can easily go inside. He said, where Mark sits, it's like being in the Champions Club.
Maybe. I got news for you, though. I would be sitting in the bowl anyway.
You would be anyway.
Yeah, if I didn't sit up there, I'd be sitting in the
bowl. I know, but you're not.
Oh, I know.
Anyway.
Such a Karen.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
I agree.
That's the new Gen X insult. Gen Z insult for Gen X. The Karen generation. I don't even understand that,
or
to be
like,
honest.
I don't Karen.
Right? Yeah. You made Karen. It your own, too.
I'll own it, sure.
The Karen generation, Generation X, is the Karen generation. Isn't Karen the middle-aged white mom who is always asking for the manager and wondering why kids are so obsessed with their identities?
Karen?
Good burn.
That's, I know. What the hell does that mean? First of all, it's not inclusive because it's a white mom.
That's
a
very
what
gender.
What about people of color?
Very gender specific, too.
What about her right to be that way, too?
Yeah.
Karens are generally privileged from the system the boomers set up for them and are now acting entitled and working against Gen Z.
Working against them.
How does a generation think another generation is working against them? That is so weird to me. Isn't that weird? Really?
I don't get it.
Oh, my God. Is that strange? You Gen Z. I think we all need to turn on Gen Z.
Yeah,
all the generations, let's have a meeting, an intergenerational meeting with everyone who's above Z, and let's just pile on Z.
A generational summit.
Can you guys just do it? I mean, you already ruined millennials. Can you ruin Gen Z, too?
Oh, you just want us to do all the heavy lifting for you.
No, it's your turn to ruin a generation.
We don't have the energy.
Gen Z, born 1995 to 2012. And yet, for some reason, no one is paying attention to us.
No one is paying.
Somebody sent me an article on, it's advice for managers of new Gen Z employees on how to keep them. In other words, they're so talented, they're going to be moving from job to job because they can't be stagnant for a second. They're so talented.
Good move.
I mean, they really act as if this is some special group, the most educated, knowledgeable workforce we've ever had, and you've got to keep them.
Don't they like them because they'll work for nothing? Or is that mean to say? Will they need a safe space if I say?
No, millennials. Those are millennials that'll work for
nothing. Yeah, millennials will work for
nothing. Millennials will work for nothing?
Yeah, and they'll just borrow money they don't need and then blow it on stupid degrees that don't work.
Gen Z hates open office concepts. 50% of them want their own office.
That's how you keep them.
Facebook is brought to you by the trimming department at Grow Green. Grow Green Services cleans, rents, and sells all major branded trimmers, including Green Bros, Twister, Centurion, Easy Trim, and Triminator. Get your life back and stop trimming by hand. Rent a trimmer from Grow Green. If you decide to buy it, your rental fee goes toward the purchase. Grow Green MI on M36 and Whitmore Lake, or online at growgreenmi.com. And today, I was surprised how much the school shooting dominated the news all day.
I know.
And
I feel bad for going, only two people.
Mark, when you said that, I was thinking the same thing all day. It's like, this is going to be over soon because only two kids are dead.
That's where we are, though.
I know.
A 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy, but several others have been shot as well.
Four others?
Yes. Three others, maybe?
I think you're right.
Serious condition?
Three others. I was including the shooter who shot himself in the head on his birthday!
Really? Yeah, and it's a 16-year-old Asian kid. You notice how they won't identify the shooter?
That's funny. I didn't hear Asian kid.
Yeah, Asian male. That's what I heard.
Well, that's the inclusive Gen Z for you.
Isn't it interesting, though, that they don't name the shooter because they're under 18, right?
Oh, is that why?
I don't know.
Who are they protecting in that instance? He's dead now.
We knew who Adam Lanza was under 18.
Yeah.
But we don't know right away.
No, maybe they have to notify his family in Asia. I don't know.
No, well, his father died last year. That's why he did it, I guess.
Seriously?
His father died. So
he's the only person who's had a father pass away?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And his dad drank a lot. That's all I know.
Why do we know this?
Because some other kids are talking. I know. It's really...
Leave it to the children. Leave it to the youth.
Well, kids talk, you know.
It's great.
So he pulled a semi-automatic pistol out of his backpack and emptied the magazine on five kids and then his own head, 45 caliber. And, by the way, is it... This drives me crazy. I feel like I should just know this or that it should just be. I would assume that when a kid takes a gun... Now, if you're 16, you can't own a gun, can you?
No. I don't think so. Can you?
I'm not sure that you can't.
Depends on the state. Depends on if it's a pistol
it's
or a long gun.
California, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I would think in California they would not be allowed to.
I wouldn't think... I don't know why any 16-year-old would have access to a gun, honestly.
But it depends on the type of gun. But yeah, I know
no,
you
No,
mean.
No, I mean, why should his what gun. Does a 16-year-old need access to a gun for?
Hunting.
Okay, but shouldn't they be with someone who's maybe... I mean, we don't let 15-year-olds drive cars.
Cars aren't in the Constitution. I couldn't even say it without laughing.
Neither are assault weapons.
We'll define assault weapon! We're talking about government tyranny! Doesn't matter!
I hate this conversation.
You can't apply common sense to law.
I know.
They want our guns!
The NRA's top is now trending now because of this. Every time something like that happens, it's, you know, the NRA.
Well, it is really interesting. There's a video clip out there of after every, and it's not terribly fair to Trump, but it is fair to Trump because you could do the same with Obama. But after every mass shooting, how he's going to close the loophole. We're going to have common sense gun laws and just how many have passed? Zero.
I'm so tired.
It's
of this
lip
topic.
Service.
And I'm watching TV, and it's like, this could be the TV I was watching after this shooting, that shooting, that shooting. It's like I'm watching a replay. And Anderson Cooper came in to anchor the coverage.
It's really funny. When I first saw him, I'm like, I got Anderson out of bed awfully early. I don't know why that popped in my head.
My head just went, what's he doing there?
What, Wolf can't handle it? Wolf's handled plenty of them.
Wolf had to get ready to get wailed on by Kellyanne Conway. Oh, my God, did he get hammered?
That's right.
He got just blistered by Kellyanne Conway.
So the answer is Anderson was already on his way in because Wolf had to go see the boss in the office.
Maybe. So, first of all,
how many times can Wolf be so clueless and still keep his job?
That's your shtick, man.
It's his thing.
I think this beat the...
Balloon Boy?
The Balloon Boy thing. I think this this was worse.
Oh, my God.
We'll have to play it. Kamala Harris calls in, and she says that kids come up to her all the time crying, I don't want to die!
Really?
And I'm thinking, why would anyone... lead kids to believe that they're going to die because they go to school. Because honestly, how many kids have died going to school in the last year?
Oh, percentage-wise, it's very small.
No, it's infinitesimal. It's ridiculous for any kid to think they're going to die when they go to school. Yeah, a couple or four or five, but I mean, really?
The kids are kind of...
I don't want to die!
Kids are dumb, and they think what they see is reality.
Well, then they shouldn't be watching the coverage of this story. Then parents should be going, look, you go to your,
not
go,
only that,
go play,
Drew,
and you go play your video games. Why is it that the kids are in front of the TV nonstop when there's a school shooting, apparently? I thought they just wanted to play video games. I would think they'd be bored to tears watching this shit.
Especially when Disney Plus exists now.
I mean, are parents telling them, you're going to die in school?
Come on.
Where are they getting this? I mean, honestly, has any kid ever come up to anyone in this room and said, I don't want to die?
No.
Because I personally, I want to admit something. I don't believe that happens to Kamala Harris.
I don't believe it does either.
I didn't believe her.
I don't think it does either.
And she was being very dramatic.
I do want to say this, though. Can they stop doing shooter drills in schools? Because I think that creates more fear and panic than, you know, having the kids do it than actually having the shooter.
Does it really help that much?
That's what I mean. It seems like it's going to be... in other words, it's going to be such a surprise anyway. As we see today, the kids shot a bunch of people. I just mean the overall fear of telling these kids, like, this could happen anytime. Be ready.
Well, they used to do the nuclear attack drill in school.
Did you think there was going to be one?
I don't remember doing them. My brother told me they used to do them.
Well, the only thing we did were fire drills. And we never thought there was going to be a fire.
I loved them because it took time out of the class. It's like, oh, yeah, the whole day is disheveled now. It was awesome.
I got to
go outside.
They've been doing fire education for Charlotte in kindergarten. And she is very freaked out that there's going to be a fire in the house.
Well, now, what you were telling us before the show, I understand why she feels like that.
Why does she? She's five. Fair why enough. Does she need Marcus to be learning about fires?
Well, she needs to learn stop, drop, and roll, all that crap. You should have a plan if there's a fire. Drew, I know.
She can't make a plan.
Here's my parenting. So I said, your dad's been around for a while. Your dad's known a lot of people. And I've never known anyone that's had a house fire. Which isn't true, but...
Well, that should be good enough to forestall the topic. So anyway, I don't want to talk about this topic. We've spent too much time on school shootings, and no one's doing anything. So what's the point of us doing anything or talking about it? Except for the fact that Anderson Cooper is, you know, just doing his thing, and here's what we think happened, even though they don't know what happened. And there's the overhead shot of the school, and kids are kind of walking out, and you know, and there's shots of cops outside this, you know, this Asian kid's house, and they've got guns behind the cars and stuff. And so all of a sudden, oh wow, counselor Katie Hill is on the phone. The throuple Katie Hill,
really?
Oh. Katie Hill's on the phone, and she went to the school where the shooting was, and so all of a sudden she's an expert on school shootings.
It could have been her.
And she's tweeting wildly about it. In fact, she tweeted that the suspect was headed to her elementary school now.
What?
Yeah. The suspect shot himself in the head. She must have been watching the coverage or something.
At Katie's elementary school or just
she said her elementary. Okay, this was her high school. Her elementary school is close to her high school. So she was saying, suspect is headed to my elementary school, which is nearby.
Wow, she likes making it all about her, doesn't she?
Oh, it was all about her. And then she's talking about the impeachment while she's on the phone about this thing. I'm like, wait a second. You're the chick that resigned in disgrace. What are you talking about?
I was like, she's still drinking.
Yeah, she might have been hammered. Who knows? Then, I'm on Katie Hill. I might as well get into this. She sends this blistering tweet at Paul Gosar, who's a Republican, because he...
what a cool set of tweets he had.
It was kind of funny. Come on.
I thought it was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny.
He had spelled Epstein didn't kill himself with his tweets.
Yeah, he put out 23 tweets regarding the impeachment process, and the first letter of each tweet ended up spelling out Epstein didn't kill himself.
Who figured that out, by the way?
I don't know. He probably tipped somebody off.
Well, anyway, so she was angry about that. She ripped him for tweeting conspiracy theories. And so he tweets back with, you taught the country the word thruple. And what the hell is up with that tattoo?
Oh, sick burn. Nice comeback.
Like, what the hell? Katie Hill, would you go back to being a thruple or whatever you're doing?
Yeah.
Go back to drinking your ass off and missing flights and whatever, you know, was going on in your life?
Yeah, it keeps her from being involved with the news.
I couldn't believe she's on. She went to the high school. Oh, she's got special knowledge.
What knowledge does she have?
None. And she said the suspect was going to her elementary school. She not only had no knowledge, she had negative knowledge because she made everybody shit a brick when she tweeted that out.
Did someone there need a drink or something? Why was she there? I don't understand.
I love that expression.
She was just on the phone.
Shit a brick. It's a great, great expression.
She was just on the phone. It was so stupid. So anyway, we been ready for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Oh, yeah. You want to hear some stories?
Oh, boy.
Pick.
Well, I'll mention that.
And I have a connection to when you're talking about kids talking. It made me think of something else.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple videos we need to take a look at. And you need to hear those.
I was thinking of something that was on last night that I think you watched too, the Preppy Murders.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Those kids love to talk.
Oh, do they ever?
That's great.
Yeah, those privileged kids.
That was a good show.
I'm telling you, that case was so huge. You remember, don't you, Trudy?
Yeah, I do.
It was headlines every day. I was in Boston at the time. Yeah. And because it's proximity to New York, I guess maybe it was bigger there.
Yeah, but it was national news.
Yeah, it was. Current Affair was wild on it.
Wait, who was anchoring Current Affair at that point?
Maury Povich.
Oh, it was Maury. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. 805-star ratings. Also, they get it done fast. If you want to do a refi, they average 19 days. The industry averages 44 days. And they want to save you money for 10 years, 20 years, maybe 28 years. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Why don't you... go to drewmike.hallfg.com and find out what they can do for you on a refi, or if you want to take money out of your home, or you want to shorten your lease or your mortgage, whatever you want to do. Call Hall Financial, 248-308-5000, or click the link on our website, and they'll get back to you mighty fast. So, as far as the Hall Financial Hotline?
There's a family in San Antonio. They were informed by their homeowners association that they put up their holiday decorations too soon. They're saying, well, it's because I'm 8 months pregnant, which I don't know what that matters. Do you have to put them up? But yeah, they're the ones in the homeowners
association. Get them out of the way.
They really can't, they admonish people for putting them up too soon?
I guess.
Is there a day when they have to have them down by?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. That's more important than putting them up too soon, don't you?
I'm not sure whose side I'm on in this.
I don't know either, but I don't want someone putting them up in, like, July.
Well, no.
I mean, they got to have rules.
Ridiculous. But
it is a homeowners association. So there's their number. There's a lady who filmed another Popeye's fight, Popeye's chicken fight.
Oh, yeah.
It's listed. The people in the fight, it doesn't say.
Is this over a chicken sandwich?
Yeah. So she was in the drive-thru. She wanted to get a chicken sandwich for her son. She posted three videos of the altercation. The fight kicked off when a couple in a black car honked their car horn at the couple in a white car. The man in the white vehicle, a white man in a brown shirt, starts screaming at the couple and Popeye's staff about he's been waiting over an hour for his food. Which,
then go somewhere else. Don't go to Popeye's if you want fast food. The people wait a long time at Popeye's, and you can get murdered waiting.
I think that line,
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit.
I think that's full of a lot of hyperbole. You're not waiting an hour in the drive-thru.
Well, people were waiting a lot. They were waiting 2 hours here when they got the sandwich back, when Amy butted in line with Jay.
Remember that line was around the block
or something. I mean, I'm going, I can't believe people do this.
So here's where it gets weird. He then started calling people the N-word. They weren't even black. So it was two white people and white guy, white person throwing the
N-word.
Does
it count? Is it a racial slur if you call a white person the N-word?
I'm inclined to think that. Sounds like a Twitter poll to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is a Twitter poll. I mean, I think that's an out. I think that's a way to use the word without getting in trouble.
Well, I told you, not that I'm dying to do it, just saying. I told you about my Filipino friend who got called the N-word and he started laughing. Because I'm Filipino. I'm like, well, but...
Well, then you have to change the insult appropriately, I would think.
Yeah, but what is the slur for a Filipino? Go back to where you came from.
I don't know.
What... And then the other one is there's an Arby's. I don't know why these are all, these last two are fast food related. There's an Arby's that posted a sign that said, only well-behaved children who can keep their food on their trays and their bottoms in their seats are welcome here. If you can't do this, you will be asked to leave.
Let me guess. A parent is angry.
Yes, and this is where...
Oh, come on. Really?
It gets
a parent doesn't want to encourage your kid to do things like that?
Here's where it gets more absurd.
My kid has a right to spill all his shit on the floor!
Well, so she has a two-year-old, and I understand. It's very hard to keep kids...
Oh, and the two-year-old's reading the sign is really sweating it out?
No, she was sweating it out, thinking that she was going to be asked to leave. But guess what? She wasn't, so who cares?
Oh, it's a non-story.
It's a big non-story.
Why... Are people so defensive? Everyone's turned into Mama Bear, haven't they?
Yeah, and it's I'm getting kind of tired of it because it's really harshing out my mellow.
I'm just tired of it could have been me kind of thing.
Well,
you're upset about something when it didn't happen.
The two-year-old
didn't happen.
We don't count on two-year-olds to do everything that eight-year-olds understand. So, lady, the sign wasn't directed at you or your two-year-old.
Then again, it is an Arby's.
If they can't read the sign, then they have no responsibility to follow the sign. Isn't that fair?
Yeah, but she's...
Two-year-old can't read.
She felt discriminated against because she was going to be asked to leave if her two-year-old...
Oh, is she listed? I want to call her.
Yeah, the Arby's is listed, too.
I'd rather call her.
I kind of want to call the Arby's just to find out how many people they've kicked out. Because I think it's more a thing of like...
Aren't they just encouraging people, just begging them not to make giant messes?
Keep them calm.
Somebody who's constantly cleaning shit up, just go, can we just at least put a sign up to ask people?
Yeah.
You're supposed to clean stuff up. You know, it's kind of part of your job.
What?
Restaurant. Cleaning up after people.
Come on, you don't want animals in there. Believe me, I've cleaned up plenty of nasty fast food messes.
Mama Bear over there coming up.
I refuse.
No, that's what your job is. You're supposed to be cleaning stuff up.
Okay, so if Joe spills his giant Coke, then you don't want Arby's coming
First
down
off,
on
him. He's not drinking Coke.
No, he's not doing that to me.
His giant water.
Yes.
We have the meat.
Oh, I just want Arby's to clean it up. I mean, that's their deal. It's their place. You invited me to your restaurant. If I make a mess, you clean it up.
They invite you into their restaurant. Invite you into their restaurant.
How big of a mess are you making, though?
You know, most people are not going to be that unreasonable.
So. Show Drew the options for the Twitter poll about if a white person calls another white person.
Out of context Twitter poll, does it count if you call a white person the N-word? Is it racist if you call a white person the N-word? That's what I prefer. Okay. Yes, no, or what's the third option?
It was just yes or no.
Oh, just yes or no? Yeah. I'm good with it.
Did her number not work?
No, it did not.
Oh, no. You know what's funny? I wrote there. It was one of those things where there's like five numbers, but I was so confident in that one, I didn't write the other four down.
Well,
never know then.
Do you want to check a couple more numbers? Is it worth it, or are they such low percentages that?
No, I'll check. Can I have the story back? I'll check them.
Meanwhile, during Thanksgiving week, which is coming upon us,
2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Is it 2 weeks? It's not next week.
No, it's not next week.
Why don't I know this? Why is this so confusing to me?
Well, the first was on a Saturday, right?
The first was on a Friday.
Friday, so it's the latest it can be before Thursday.
Wow, that's heavy. How long have you known that? How long have you comfortably known that?
You know, you want to know why? Do you really want to know why I really know this?
Yes.
Because then Frozen 2 is coming out.
Oh,
wow. And Julie said, it comes out the week of Thanksgiving. And I said, okay, well, that kind of makes sense. But then I saw... because I saw the date, it comes out of like the 21st. I'm like, oh, I guess that's Thanksgiving. And I'm like, well, why would they release it that day? And then I actually looked at a calendar.
Okay.
Because of Frozen 2.
Sure.
Very excited to see it.
Okay, so this my bookie seems to be a bit premature, but they are offering the... No, it's not premature because they want you to know when it happens. My bookie's offering a risk-free bet on the Bears-Lions game. Simply choose a team against the spread for up to $250. If you win, congrats. You've got extra holiday spending money. If you lose, congratulations to you as well because my bookie will give you all your money back. It's a no-brainer. You can't lose. No risk. All gravy. Doesn't matter whether you're an experienced player or a first-time customer, MyBookie welcomes all to come play. So quit waiting around. Sign up today. Log on to MyBookie.ag. Make your first deposit with promo code Drew. MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar to jumpstart your bankroll, and that's on top of the risk-free bet. That's a guaranteed deposit match and a risk-free bet for Thanksgiving only. So if you're a true football fan, you do not want to let this opportunity pass you by. You simply can't lose. Make sure you do your part to support your team this season, which is betting on them, of course, on MyBookie. .ag, promo code Drew.
And that means we have Brandon's Lock of the Week, right?
Oh my God.
It's a lock.
He was doing lots of studying.
Cha-ching! Yep. All right. This one's quick and easy. I don't like the Eagles, man.
Eagles?
They're fraud.
Well.
Who are they playing?
They've won two straight games. The Eagles are soaring, but they're about to get grounded. They're playing this team. I really like this team's defense this year. I like the quarterback. Tom Brady and the Patriots -4 over the Eagles. Boom.
No kidding.
Lock Brady's got something to prove after last week.
He does.
That's right.
Where is the game being played?
Oh, it's in Philly. He's going to go in there, and they're going to just going to.
And they're -4. Wow, I like that bet. Anytime you go kind of off the board and go for the Patriots, because you know it seems some people think it's so obvious that they never pick them. Yeah. But I like the way it sounds like you really studied hard for that bet.
I did. I even talked to my neighbor Marcus.
Marcus likes it.
He doesn't like it, but I told him it's the lock. So
did you talk Marcus into it?
I could not talk Marcus into it.
He likes the Eagles?
I just think he doesn't believe it's a lock, but he's wrong. I'm right.
It's not his lock of the week. It's your lock of the week, not his.
Oh, you wrote down the first number wrong?
Yeah, I wrote down the number wrong. I wrote a 3 as a 2. I don't know why.
Okay,
my dyslexia is kicking in.
Putting his ass on the line.
All right, we'll double check this.
I like that. Okay, should we?
Do you want to try this lady back then?
Yeah.
I think I have the right number.
Oh, cool. I really want to talk to her.
I know. It could have been her. I don't know how she ate that Arby's meal without, you know, being worried.
Was there some big to-do over it? Was there a fist fight or something?
No,
over the sign?
She just poked.
Hello, you've reached Noreen Sigmund with UPS.
Well, that's not her. What
the hell's going on?
I quit.
Did you write down that second number, too?
Yeah, it's in really tiny print up there.
What's the percentage on the second number?
The print is so tiny, I believe that he has a very, very low expectation.
Zero. It's just going to be bad. Why bother?
Did you guys see the Kellyanne Conway, Wolf Blitzer thing?
Yeah, just burn that. Honestly, I don't even want to talk about Arby's anymore.
Why don't we play the video of Kellyanne Conway and Wolf Blitzer? Because this is a guaranteed. It's all over the place. It's only 8 minutes long. We don't have to hear the whole thing, but she so wails on him, and he's trying to butt in, but he can't because she keeps talking. I mean, I thought it was Kellyanne. I mean, she soundly hammered him, didn't she?
I haven't heard the full thing.
Did you want to start from the beginning?
Yeah, start from the beginning, because she says, I don't want to talk about your marriage. I know you have issues, but which is like, what?
Well, George has really, you know, come out.
Oh, no, I know, but that's not a marital issue.
Which, speaking of which, did you see the picture that Kathy, what's her name, the comedian who, Kathy Griffin, the picture she tweeted? It was like a bunch of these people that were never Trumpers together.
Oh, yeah, watching the impeachment hearings?
George Conway was in there. Well, it was from July, so it wasn't the impeachment hearing.
Okay.
But it was just really weird. Like, why would those two cross?
Wait, the never Trumpers are meeting?
Apparently.
Everybody bonds nowadays.
Oh, my God, that's
their
weird.
Own tribe.
I can't imagine meeting tribal. A bunch of people to talk about politics.
It was like Soledad.
Especially
O'Brien.
People that only agree with me.
Well, they had those impeachment parties in D.C. that they were opening the bars early, specifically yesterday.
Well, I understand that. Because some people
for
might
the Katie
want,
Hills, though, want to go drink.
For getting drunk, yeah. For a good reason to get drunk. And
all right, let's hear it. Let's listen to Wolf and Kellyanne.
You don't know that. I just have a final question, a sensitive question, and it's a political question. It's a substantive question.
He's
I don't
want to
talk about your marriage.
He's already freaked
I know that
out.
There are issues
pre-selling
there. Your husband,
the
George Conway, is a lawyer.
Did you just say?
Your husband, George Conway.
Did you just say there are issues there? You don't want to talk about marriage?
I don't want to talk about. No, I don't want to talk.
Why did you say that?
I don't want to talk about your marriage. I don't want to talk about your. I want to talk about a substantive point that your husband, George Conway, made. He was on television all day yesterday. During the first day of the impeachment hearings, and he said this about the President of the United States. I just want your reaction to the substance of what he said.
So before you play the clip, which I haven't seen, why? And why are you doing that?
Because he's a legal scholar, he's a lawyer, and he was really going after the President of the United States, and he was all over television yesterday.
And come on.
I just want you to,
and he's married to me?
Yeah.
But, you know, he happens to be married to you.
But you can run the clip of Jeffrey. He happens to be married to me. That's bizarre.
Correct. But he's also a legal scholar. He's got a substantive point. Listen to
Jeffrey Toobin's point. Your senior legal analyst. I loved his point on CNN yesterday. We don't have to play a competitor's clip. You could just play the CNN clip where Jeffrey Toobin said it's a problem that Taylor and Kent never met Donald Trump. He said to Jake, it's a problem.
I'm not disagreeing with
Jake Tapper said something
They
might have to meet the whistleblower, at least talk to him or her in private, because you have to be able to confront your accused.
Right.
But you should not have just said to your audience, I don't want to talk to you about your marriage, quote, I know there are issues. Why would you say that? What is it?
I don't want to talk about
your
marriage.
Why would you say there are issues?
Listen to what your husband said. I'll play the clip.
That is weird to say.
The problem
with
Donald Trump is
the issues that one works for Trump and the other hates him.
Right. When you say issues, your marriage has issues. That means your marriage has problems.
Into the soup once again, and that's what this is all about. He was using the power of the presidency in its most unchecked area, foreign affairs.
Thinking how hot he is at that point.
Personal interests.
I love him when he talks like that.
No, she's thinking a lot of
stuff.
That's
a serious allegation.
It's all going to come out.
Charge. He was using the power of the presidency, its most unchecked area, foreign affairs, to advance his own personal interests.
Is he mansplaining? Is that what mansplaining is?
That is
we just heard
his
that.
Opinion. And I don't think MSNBC was lacking for anti-Trump voices. And we've heard things like that said on CNN for 3 years. And we've heard things like that said on that network for 3 years and elsewise. And honestly, where is the shame? Where is the introspection of people who have said for 3 years, respectfully, Wolf, actually beginning in May of 2017, I'll quote your wife's husband right now. I won't talk about your marriage, but I'll quote your wife's husband. 2017, you asked Angus King, are we getting closer to impeachment? I mean, where does anybody ever feel badly about getting it?
Why'd it cut off there?
Oh, she was just getting started.
Look, we know why he asked the question.
Thanks so much
because they are married.
But he said your marriage. I know you have issues. I would totally object to that.
It would help if he was honest and be like, you guys are married. I mean, how does this get along? Because that's really what he wants to know. Like, he wants her to respond to her husband's
but
comment.
But this interview is not about her and him. It's about the impeachment.
Sure.
Okay, so we're done.
That's the problem with asking that question. Because we know I understand what she's saying, there's a million people
you could respond to who would say the same thing. So why are you putting my husband up there and saying there's issues in my marriage?
Well, then however she's going to take the word issues in the marriage. Did he say issues in the marriage?
Yeah, he said, I know you have issues. He said, I don't want to talk about your marriage. I know you have issues. I just want to ask you this question.
I just assumed that was because of the division of who she works for and him not liking.
Very clear. You didn't stick it to Kellyanne Conway. I think you embarrassed yourself. And I'm embarrassed for you because this is CNN now. I looked up to you when I was in college and law school. I would turn on CNN to see what Wolf Blitzer had to say about war, famine, disruption abroad.
Wolf quit
a very
long
clear.
Time ago.
You didn't stick it to Kellyanne Conway. I think you
Cut out again?
I think Wolf, it's time for him to go.
Sure, it was time for him 10
yeah,
years.
I know.
And honestly, into the background.
It's not like we're missing a ton here. There's another few minutes of it, but Wolf just sits there looking
at. I'm going to give you a reaction, and it's personal.
Yeah.
It just had nothing to say at all. And she was talking in a way that you couldn't quite interrupt her because she was mad. Yeah. And so it just got really awkward and weird. Yeah. There's another video, by the way, that has nothing to do with this. And I don't know, maybe I'm being oversensitive. I just, when he said, I know you have issues, I was like, oh my God, what does he mean by that? I thought, is there an illegitimate kid? I wasn't thinking they disagree on politics. I mean, obviously they're married. He hates Trump. She works for Trump. That's nothing new. That's been going on for 3 years.
See, that's why I assumed that was the issue, because that's the one thing we know about them.
Right,
but I've never heard them say that, you know, our marriage is in trouble because we disagree on Trump.
They never talk about that.
Well, they
ever.
Have. There's been interviews where they talk about it.
They talk about it.
They talk about it being a problem in their marriage.
One talks about the other. I mean, because they haven't.
Oh, and there's been a combined interview where they talked to. I don't know if it was Vice or the Circus.
I've never heard either one say it's a problem in their marriage.
No, not a problem.
So when he said, I know you have issues, I don't know. I was like, wow, what is he talking about? And obviously she was stuck on the same thing, but maybe I'm being
oversensitive. It's also an opportunity for her to keep Wolf off guard and make him look stupid at the same time, which he let that happen.
That was a dumb thing to say, though. I know you have issues. Of course she's going to respond. What do you mean we have issues?
James Carville and Mary Madeline.
That's what he brought up after she had blasted him for about 3 minutes.
They actually really seem to make that work well, though. You know,
well, that was a shtick, though, wasn't it? Really,
kind of was. Yeah,
well, they're also both adults. I mean, you can be an adult and have different opinions about stuff.
Yeah. Well, if he hadn't said, "I know you have issues," I'm not sure that would have all happened quite that way.
But yeah, probably not. But that's the magic of Wolf Blitzer. He doesn't really even care. I don't even think he knows the questions half the time.
Yeah,
someone's feeding it to him.
He did have the wherewithal about 5 minutes into it to bring up Mary Matlin and James Carville.
Yeah, because that was probably fed to him too.
Probably
he's checked out so long ago.
I know he's just sitting there looking so dumb as she's hammering him. Oh, poor Wolf. I kind of almost felt sorry for him.
I do too. I think he ought to do feature articles now.
I don't feel so. He's like hung it up a long time.
Can't they just give him his full retirement?
Do folksy things.
He's clocking in for something.
Go to CBS Sunday Morning or something. Do something folksy.
Why don't they just record him and not air it?
It is funny watching his face.
You know what I mean?
Look at his face while he's taking
it's a total horror show.
Respectfully, Wolf, actually beginning in May of 2017, I'll quote your wife's husband.
He's so
right
spaced
now.
Out.
I won't talk about
he's
your marriage.
He's going, wait, who's my
quote,
wife's,
husband?
Wife's husband? What's that mean?
2017,
that was Taylor. Brilliant, I thought.
Impeachment? I mean, where does anybody ever feel badly about getting it so wrong? We sort of look the other way of how wrong everybody was here and elsewhere with the elections.
She's
I was on
really
the network every
stuff.
Single
oh, yeah.
day.
Well, I mean,
she's really oh, she's very good.
Which makes me wonder why they would let her be a guest on his show. She's almost always going to.
Honestly, if he was my guest, I wouldn't want her in person. I'd want her on the phone because she can just go on and on and on and on and on.
But he can't fight back.
No, look at him. He's actually stone-faced. I don't think he knows.
He doesn't want to fight back. He just wants to go home.
I don't think he knows where he is right now.
Dr. Dowie.
He just knows there's a lady in red who's just talking and talking and talking.
He probably thinks that Capitol building behind him is real, not a green screen.
I think you embarrassed yourself. And
you think that's something, Kellyanne? I do it every day at 5.
Well,
in the Situation Room.
Hey, Brandon, can you find, you know the video of the gay teen standing up to the bully? Jordan Steffi, I think, is the one that tweeted out the video. I think, was it in your prep today?
I don't think it was.
I was really pumped for this kid because if you read the story, this gay kid has been getting bullied and bullied and bullied. And he totally lost it.
Is the twist that the bully's gay and they're now dating or something?
No.
It's a love story.
The twist is that the gay guy shoves the bully. Nice. And, you know, the bully's trying to act like, don't touch me. And the gay guy just wails on him. Whoa. But I just have to tell you something. And I don't want to play this right yet. I hate saying this. I was like all fired up to see the video. And I'm like, he's wailing on him. But the gay guy was saying stuff that was really bumming me out so bad that I almost wanted the guy to beat him up.
Well, I don't want to beat your ass and then have sex with it.
No, he was talking like a badass black guy.
What? Oh, no. Are there going to be N-words in his tweets?
No, they're not.
Is the gay kid might have some
old tweets. Oh, yeah, God, we might be able to get the gay guy.
How funny would that be? The gay kid that fights back against the bully and everyone loves it. They find out that he's got N-words in his tweets.
If I were the bully, I would say that he was culturally appropriating badass black guys. But, I mean, it was awkward just what he's saying, like trying to act badass. But go ahead and play it. Maybe I'm crazy.
I haven't seen this.
It felt awkward just listening to him. If I just watched it with no sound, it would have been fine. I would have loved it.
You ain't nobody. You ain't nobody. Back the fuck up on my face now. Because I'm not playing with you.
That's a gay guy.
He's bigger.
Don't fucking play with me. Don't fucking
put your hands on me.
Don't fucking do it.
Huh?
Come on. What's up? Huh? What's up? What's up? Because I'm motherfucking done with you. Call me a fag one more fucking time. And I'm going to fucking pop your ass. Oh, what's up? What's up, motherfucker? What's up?
Whoa!
Hey,
anchors!
Whoa! Hey, Jordan, that's enough!
What's up, bitch?
Wow.
Wait. Wasn't that weird, though? What's up? Right. What's up?
Too many what's ups.
It freaked me out. It totally freaked me out.
You know what the worst part of this video is whoever's filming it, why do they cut it off so soon and pan away?
And who's the person?
Zoom in.
Who's the other student who's like, hey, Jordan, come on.
What's up? Because I'm motherfucking done with you. Call me a fag one more fucking time. And I'm gonna fucking pop your ass. What's up? What's up, motherfucker? What's up?
Oh.
Whoa. Hey, Jordan.
What up? The gay kid was operating on, he was pissed.
Yeah.
He lost it. That was a guy who's so mad you don't want to fight him because he's so mad.
It reminded me of, call me Chris one more time. Jim Roman, Jim Everett.
Oh, yeah.
Call me Chris one more time. Because he's like, call me, you know.
But what's up? What's up, motherfucker? No, it just bummed me out.
But didn't you hear the audio Brandon played of EJ? Remember? Irving Magic
What's up,
Johnson.
What's up?
What up?
Well, I don't know.
So
but
is that the gay part of EJ, or is that the black part of EJ?
He was trying to culturally appropriate a black badass.
That's how Ken's
done. So he was going to cap him? Didn't he say, I'm going to cap your ass or something?
Yeah, maybe. If that just happened when he went into beast mode, maybe that was, if he's like that all the time, maybe he talks like that all the time.
Somewhere along the way, Jim, you ceased being Jim and you became Chris.
You should take the sound off that video.
Yeah, better.
Because I was all for him. I was glad.
Put this audio into it.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, we're sitting here right now, and if you guys want to take a station break, you can. But if you call me Chris Everett to my face one more time.
I already did it twice.
You better call one more time. We better take a station break.
Well, it's a 5-minute segment. Our 5-segment show. We got a long way to go.
Well, we do.
We got a long way to go.
We do.
I'll get a couple segments out of
you. Well, it's good to be here with you, though.
Well, it's good to see you, too.
You've been talking like this behind my back for a long time.
But now I said it right here.
Right. Exactly.
We got no problem with that.
I think that you probably won't say it again.
I bet I do.
Okay.
Chris?
Jim Everett's a big dude, too.
Oh. Jim Roman's on the ground so fast.
This is what got him in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
You know, honestly,
I bet I do.
I can't think of a lot of Jim Rome that I remember or was memorable other than this, except all his great takes.
Yeah, right.
I think I'd be really bad at like shit talking during a fight, though. I've never been in a fight, so I don't know what that'd be like. But
I think it's a lot really of adrenaline bad. That's yeah, going through your mouth.
But just don't throw out the N word, Trudy. That would be bad.
Can it be your fault if just stupid shit like what's not up really, comes out like 10
really.
Times?
I don't know. I was just it was awkward to me. I just felt awkward. Really uncomfortable. I was happy with him wailing on the guy, but it's just it was his everything his he said was so awkward.
His dialogue was messy.
It was. It ruined the fight for me. It did.
What was the outcome of the fight?
He kicked his ass. He kicked the bully's ass.
Well, Flitzer is on now, and he looks 80 years older than he did in that.
You think I could take him in a fight?
You know what I hated about Jim Rome was all the emails he read, people telling him how great he was, that his interview was epic.
Yeah. Epic, that's right. I feel like he really started the whole epic thing.
I mean, just really, that was awkward too for me.
I bet I do. That is one of the best lines in TV history. I bet you don't say it again.
It looks so stupid. It looks so stupid now, doesn't it, though?
It was stupid then.
Why is he calling him Chris Everett? He's a fucking football player. He's a quarter. He's obviously a tough bastard.
Not tough enough for Rome.
We knocked him over. He made him. He made Rome.
I bet I do. You know what? Everett
Rome is on the ground.
The side of the table.
Everett could have laid him out there, too.
Chris.
He could. He Whoa. Honestly could have punched
that. He
him.
He put
there.
Him on the ground in no time.
That's awesome. That's
all right,
on the ground.
Apparently, Brandon isn't the only one nailing the trifectas and locks of the week. Suddenly, Kapara, Stacy, Anthony, Jessica, all the hottest sales staff in Oakland County are busting in on Brandon's territory. For a short time, Zod, Ford, and Holly is offering their lock of the month with a never seen before trifecta that will more than double your paycheck. Part one is that was that Brandon hit that obviously. What's your anger with the trifecta?
I think it was just Jim Fouts. He just pops in whenever.
Part one, 0% financing up to 72 months on your next new Ford. Part two, on top of the 0% loan, you will make no payment on your new Ford for 3 months. Finally, the lock of all locks. In addition to 0% financing and no payment for 90 days, Zot Ford will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. And I talked to Gabar, it can be more than $7,000.
Wow.
If you buy the right vehicle. I mean, you have to buy a really expensive car, I guess, but... It ranges.
Well, if that's what you want.
He just didn't want to. He didn't want to say a number that like 1 in 500 people would reach. So,
okay,
we appreciate that, Steve. Take that cash and purchase your loved ones gifts for the holidays. Go pay bills or take your family on a dream vacation of a lifetime. Your choice. Pick up the phone and call Anthony directly to activate your lock trifecta. Please call this number and say, Anthony, activate my lock trifecta. Of the month. With 0% financing, no payment until after the holidays, and 7,000 cash in your pocket. 248-215-5151. People are activating their lock trifectas. They are. They're following instructions. 248-215-5151. Call Anthony before Brandon tries to kibosh Zot Ford's ultimate lock. And Steve said that most people are taking the cash and they're just putting it right back into the car to lower their payment. So well, nobody wants to have any fun anymore. It's nice to have a low payment.
If we did want to continue with the Hall Financial, I don't know what's going on today. I think the scammers, they must be to reach a quota today because I've gotten six numbers in the last hour from people.
Did you get one from Dan Evans? He just sent one.
Me too.
Did he?
Hashtag me too.
Well, we could trust Dan Evans.
Oh, I know.
Oh, okay. I did.
He said he got it 2 minutes ago if you want to try.
I did get Dan's, and I also got... three others, and two of them were the same, and I don't understand what that means.
Right on. Are you getting boiler rooms calling you as opposed to a phone call? That
no, it's people getting told they need to call the boiler room.
Yes.
Their social security number's fucked or whatever.
I'm actually getting the boiler room calling me and going,
what?
Hello? Hello? You know, the guy that we always hangs up on us? Yeah.
Are you serious?
A couple of them last week. Where
Who says, are you serious?
Kip.
Oh, Kip, that's right.
Yeah, and they wanted to know if I needed insurance, and I was just like, oh.
Well, let's call a couple of them after I mentioned Dr. Yaldo, who is not trying to lure you in with promises of low-cost LASIK, but then he is because he mentions there are people out there bragging about offering this ridiculously low price for LASIK, and then you shop around, you find out, well, maybe that's not the real price, but I think I've got a great price. Take it to Dr. Yaldo. He promises Drew and Mike Lister he'll beat any LASIK offer you get.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
Get the best and pay the least. The evaluation is free. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And, of course, they have the custom CATS LASIK, the most precise in the world, or lens exchange for people 45-plus who can't stand their reading glasses. Eye surgery, Dr. Yaldo's number one in Michigan, over 30,000 LASIK and tens of thousands of lens exchange. 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. God, there's so many drops in that movie. I would think there'd be more Napoleon drops than the 20. What's 20% of our show? The drops from
Will Forte.
Yeah, Will Forte.
I don't know. I'm still going through Brother Solomon.
But there's a lot of drops in that movie.
The scene when they first meet Kristen Wiig, because she's going to be their donor, and they think they get to have sex with her.
Yeah,
it's such a great scene.
It's really funny.
And it ends. There's a great drop. There's a Will Forte drop we used to have in that scene that I just pulled, which I don't know if we saved it yet, but it's doesn't make your vagina sound very appealing.
That movie.
Silly.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to try a couple of the numbers on the Hall of Financial Outline, Brandon?
We might as well. And let me give you this. This is, so when you call the Social Security, obviously, like, right away, they want your Social Security number. And if you don't provide them one, they hang up pretty quick. So if anybody listened the other day, when Michael Jackson called, I'm not sure if anybody heard that.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Great.
Yeah. He was able to use a kind of I consider it a fake Social Security number because it's from the LifeLock guy, the guy that gave it out. So this
he encourages you to steal it.
So I don't see anything wrong with giving out this number.
Hello? How are you?
Did people actually steal the Social Security number, even in spite of all of this?
He challenged people to steal his identity, so a couple people were very successful.
Is the challenge still open?
No.
Oh, it's not? Okay, then I'll alter it by a couple numbers.
Didn't he have to get a new one?
But if you alter it, you're giving a real one out.
Oh, it's his old one.
Yeah.
Oh, so this one's dead.
Yeah, he got hacked a bunch of times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are these all Social Security numbers, Brandon?
Yeah.
They are. Wow. So that's the new... Hello? Somebody answer?
Hello? Oh, balls.
Yeah, they heard the song and hung up right away.
What in the world? You don't like ELO?
It never rang. I didn't even hear the phone ring.
I'm with them.
God, that guy was
right. You don't like ELO, Trudy?
Seriously, they haven't been ringing lately. They haven't been ringing at all.
Okay, then just turn the music off.
Did you guys know Trudy doesn't like ELO?
I'm trying to ignore that.
So,
don't bring me down, Trudy.
Seems like a shot at Madeline. You like Showdown?
I like Mr. Blue Sky.
It's a great song.
Otherwise, you have dialed a number that is not available.
Well, they
did you say
asked
you
it.
Don't like Mr. Blue Sky?
I do.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the pop. They said one of the greatest pop songs based on all the theoretical.
Mr. Blue Sky
was.
Why wasn't it a bigger song back in the day?
I don't know. I'm not sure it was a single.
There's the Boiler Room that called me. In case you're interested. I don't know if they'll answer.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
I think this is Dan's number.
Okay. Hello?
This is Social Security Administration. How may I help you?
Yes, I was waiting for the next agent because I was informed that I could face all kinds of consequences in regards to a problem with my Social Security number. And I wanted to get it straightened out.
Can I have your first and your last name?
Yes. Last name is Jepenis. Jepenis. Hello?
Yes. And what's your social?
You didn't get my first name. I gave my last name, Jepenis.
Yeah, confirm your first name.
My first name is Hugh. It's H-U.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's your social?
It's 457-55-5462. Am I in some kind of trouble, sir? Hello?
Okay. And as I can see that, there is a case.
There is a case.
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't seem to be getting an answer soon enough. I'm sorry. I'm really nervous about this. There's a case against me.
There is a legal enforcement action filed on your social security number.
Oh my God.
And we have got an order from the law to suspend your social at this right moment.
What?
Because there are many suspicious activity done on your social. And are you aware of the situation?
No. What's been done with my social security number? I didn't even know you could do stuff like that with a social security number.
Before this call, did you receive it? From your local sheriff department?
No, I didn't get a call.
Okay. And can you grab a piece of paper and pen handy with you?
I've got one right here. I've got my notepad.
You can. You are speaking with Officer Mike Edward.
Mike Edward? Okay, Mike.
And you can make a note of my batch ID number. It is SSA. 4512.
Okay. And that's your badge number?
Correct.
Okay. By the way...
And you can make a note of your...
I made note of that. I wrote that all down, Mr. Edward.
What's going on, officer?
Quiet.
Yeah, go ahead. What you said?
Mr. Edward, what's the solution to this? Because I'm really nervous about this. People are misusing my social security number. I'm not doing anything wrong with it, am I? I mean, I haven't done anything. Mr. Edward, are you there?
Yes, and where are you right now?
Where am I? I'm in my basement.
Yeah.
I mean, you know where I am. You've got all my information there, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa. Why'd he bail?
What?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
It's so hard not to play drugs. I'm sorry.
Did he think I was a cop or something?
I don't know.
He's a cop.
He certainly didn't hear.
Officer Mike Edward?
Officer Mike Edward.
Did he say we got a call from the law?
Yes, he did.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Boy, I always thought that was the dumbest law.
I did not know your social security number could be canceled.
I didn't know. I didn't know they had badges either.
Department of Social Security Administrations, how can I help you?
Hello, sir. I was just calling the SSA because I got a notice that my social security number is possibly going to be frozen or there could be some legal activity.
Mm-hmm. When did you receive the call?
I got the call. I got the call today, and they left this number. And said, I got to get this straightened out, or there's going to be all kinds of consequences.
All right. Well, first of all, okay, in order to pull out your file, can you verify me your first and your last name?
Okay. My last name is Jepinus.
Uh-huh.
G-E-P.
And what's your first name?
Hugh.
All right. Just give me a moment.
Am I coming up in the system there? Is flagged? It's H-U. That might be part of the confusion. Hello? Yo.
Oh.
Oh, they know you, Mr. Jepinus.
Is that the phone number? Do they know this outgoing phone number?
I don't know. It's so stupid.
What are they doing in that long period of time, though, before they hang up?
I think they're thinking... What the fuck? This guy sounds too nervous.
Are they searching the number, though? Can't you put a number and search it?
Oh, yeah, probably. They're probably looking up Jepinus and going, there's nobody named Jepinus. Wait, Jepinus? That's penis with two S's, with a G and E in front of it. What the fuck?
You there?
I think we should put a few. Let's just wail on him with drops this time.
Mel? Should we do Mel?
Sure.
What? What? The game's over.
Hello?
We out of numbers, Brandon?
Yeah.
How dare you?
That one didn't work, but thanks for everybody who's just sent
in. Trudy gave me a number.
Oh, you got
one more.
How about that?
Excellent.
And we're going to crank the Michael Jackson called the Social Security Administration, too. And I listened to that, Brandon. Frankly, I couldn't believe it. Why was that guy still on the phone? It's like,
I don't know.
Who is Michael Jackson? First of all, Michael Jackson. Second of all, he's talking in this giant echo.
Hello?
Hello? Sir?
Hey, this is David.
Hi, David. What's your last name? I'm taking notes. Hello, Dave? Yo?
What? The game's over.
Okay.
Sorry.
Let's hear from Michael Jackson.
I despise you.
I'm stunned this guy could even hear.
Thank you for calling Social Security Administration. Can I help you?
Hello. Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can I have your name so I can check in my system?
My name is Michael.
Michael, and what the last name?
Am I in trouble?
Michael, can I have the last name?
Last name is Jackson. J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Okay. So, Mr. Jack, can I have your social security number to pull out your file?
Do you need the entire number or just the last four digits?
I need entire number.
Why is this guy talking to Brandon?
If you could give me a minute, I just have to find it.
I think he likes it.
Yeah, you can.
Because he's ignorant.
Okay. One moment.
Why are they hanging up on me?
Kyle.
Okay. It's 457.
It sounds like a bigger idiot. You or Jackson.
5-5-5-4-6-2.
Repeat again your social one more time.
He's still
457.
That's correct. 457-5-5-5-4-6-2. Can I ask what this is about? Am I in some kind of trouble?
What? Why is that guy on the phone with him all that time? Oh, Trudy is calling.
Is that them? I think it's a different one.
You want to pick it up and put on the mic?
No, they hung up already. Do you want to try to call them back?
Yeah, for sure.
It's the top number from Texas.
Okay. No.
I'm 99% sure that it's because they're so active now.
Another one, though.
Something happening.
Yeah, it's...
A couple months ago or a couple... I don't know.
It's the season.
I got that dude with all the farts, and I couldn't believe he stayed on the line either.
Well, he likes farts.
Because I didn't know how to turn it off, like, where the person on the line couldn't hear the drops.
But put it on scene two.
Oh, okay. He didn't... He didn't seem to notice. I'll play that in a minute.
Well, you said your stomach was bothering you.
Yeah. He's a very evolved Boiler Room member. He's probably like, I have trouble with goat milk, too. I don't know.
Your call is very important to us.
Fake!
Please stay on the line, and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You there?
I love the mel drops.
So
I just love them.
So great.
Wow.
Oh.
They're searching the incoming number.
How about that?
Another how about that? Every time I hear a bad baby say, how about that? It sounds so cute to me. She's actually being a total bitch
she's
on
a child.
Dr. Phil.
She's a child,
I guess.
How about that?
Doesn't that sound cute?
Hello? Castnet USA, can I help you?
Yeah, I was calling. I was notified of some problems with my Social Security number.
Social Security number?
Yes.
So, is there I can help you out, sir?
Yeah, I some kind of problem with my Social Security number. Do you need the number?
No, sir. Why? No, it's a loan company, sir. We offer.
Oh, okay. I got a call. I'm sorry. I got confused. I have a call about a loan, and I have a call about a Social Security number. And I called the wrong number. But this is that I did mean to call you too. I just didn't. I thought it was on the other line. It's crazy.
All right. Okay. You have a good day, anyway.
What's the problem with the loan, dude?
What's the problem with the lone dude?
Listen to how many farts I got out on this dude without him noticing.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, a very good afternoon. This is John William calling you from the Beach Boat Company. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thank you, sir. And the reason why we are calling you, do you remember you made a payment to our company for your computer service? And that service got expired.
Okay.
Yes. Do you remember that?
He paused for that.
He answered it.
I don't know.
Before 3 years ago, you made a payment to our company for your computer service, and that service got expired. We are not able to provide you any more service in your computer, so that's the reason we call you today to give you the money back, okay?
Oh, that sounds great.
So what you need to do, you need to be in front of your computer for a while, okay. So we can simply send a refund form and you will get your money back within 10 to 15 minutes, okay?
Ooh. All right, let me just sit down at the computer real quick. And, all right, I'm here now. Okay, so what do I need to do?
What do you see on your computer screen?
I'm just on the main page. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Hello.
I don't feel very good.
Okay, what do you see on your screen?
Well, I'm just on the desktop. That's where I'm at right now.
Okay, look at your keyboard. On the keyboard of the left-hand side, down bottom of the corner, do you see the CTRL key, control key?
Yeah, control, I see it, yeah.
And beside the control, what key do you see?
The Windows, there's the Windows button and then Alt.
Okay, what you need to do, you need to press the Windows key and keep it pressed and use your other finger, press down the letter R, R as in Romeo. Windows and the alphabet R. Press it together and release it.
Let's see. Okay. All right. What, all right, now what does that do?
You type it, you just press it.
Okay.
What's come up?
Okay, here it goes. I don't know. I'm not sure what this window is.
Yes, you don't sure because you're a son of a bitch.
What?
That's yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I can't. Sorry, I can't hear you. My stomach hurts so bad. So what do you need me to do now?
I need to do now to take our...
Okay. Oh, boy. Sorry about that. My stomach is just all jacked
up. You take the computer. Do one. You take the computer and put in your ass. Then you...
I can't because right now everything's coming out of my ass.
Yeah, it's funny. He tried so hard to get that line out about putting it in your ass, but he couldn't fight through the farts.
Nothing like somebody fighting farts.
I know.
How many gas-filled people is that guy around in his life that he just accepts a fart every 20 seconds?
Maybe they don't eat a lot of cows. It's
amazing.
It's a lot of vegetarians.
How come there are never any women making those calls?
True.
They're not allowed to work in that country.
Aren't they?
Okay. I thought I heard them in the background.
I don't even know what that country is.
The risk of being canceled, would it be impossible them to get people that sound like, say, me to make those calls from a room that doesn't have a million people back going, I mean, hearing some guy go, you know, we owe you money, and all these people yelling in the background, and this guy is suggesting that we need to get your money back to you. It just sounds insane.
I just
like
the name Mike Edwards, or what was the other one? They're so generically white. I want to go over there or start a scam here and go buy Sanjay Nahasa Pima Petalon.
Well, some people are saying that the holidays are a time for caring and sharing and giving gifts to the ones that we love. And our friends and original studio sponsors at Saab Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are doing just that, sharing their love by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock. For example, lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month.
That sounds pretty good.
If it's Jeeps you crave, lease
That's
a new
cool, I guess.
20 Jeep Cherokee Limited All-Wheel Drive for just $189 a month. Limited. finally, if you're like our listener, Alan, and you want to roll in the Mac Daddy of Jeeps, lease a new 20.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $255 a month. Nice. So go to celebrate the holiday with employee pricing for everyone with no discount code needed.
Fuck that shit.
I'm running out of things.
Only at Zot Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and dealsinthed.com.
I got it at a sale for only $5.
What did she get for $5?
She got it on a sale.
On a sale.
I got it at a sale for only $5.
Oh, Nikita.
And breast refreshments for the Christmas holiday. Yeah, you should get your breasts refreshed.
That sounds delicious.
Doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah. You can get them refreshed and get compliments. It'll help you look amazing and everything.
Got
you
milk?
Wear. And yeah, and you'll get compliments and it'll boost your confidence in everything that you do. The November breast specials are off the hook at Dr. Roche's offices. $3,500 for saline breast, reshape, resize, resurface. And they also have the Botox Dysport pre-holiday special. Two areas get the third free pre-holiday Restylane special. Make your face look more rested. Buy one syringe of Restylane, second syringe, $100 off. Holiday breast augmentation special, I already mentioned, $3,500 for saline. And BBL broadband light, three treatments corrective, three treatments photorev for just $1,200. Usually that's $2,325. And, of course, Diva vaginal therapy, three treatments. Regular $4,500 on special for $3,850 and get a free G-spot, which is a $1,200 value. Plus, Zerona, lose inches before Christmas and then try not to put it back on over Christmas. It's non-invasive, 11 treatments, $353, regular $1,600. Also, specials on Virtue that tighten the neck and arms for special price. Cellulite. Call him for details, 248-338-1110, or go to Dr. Roche, DRROCHE.com. I was just on there, too. And the before and after is really very educational.
The pictures?
Yes, the pictures.
Hey, the pictures are always worth looking at, even if you're not even thinking about getting the surgery. It's good to look at the pictures.
Well, it's in the name of science.
Yes.
God, fuck that shit is such a really great drop. It's so quick.
Fuck that shit.
It doesn't fit anywhere.
You got to give the guy credit. He really knows what to say. He really knows how to use words.
No, that was not me on the tape.
Or whoever put that
he
piece of audio
wordsmith.
Together.
Words. Absolute wordsmith.
Except for when it comes to chimpanzees.
Is there something wrong with me for liking fuck that shit and gay fucking shit so much? Because I love that drop, too. It always gets me every time.
Fucking shit.
If you know the context of it, it makes it even better because he wasn't saying gay.
Yeah.
He was trying to pronounce a name.
And the entire rest of that whole scene.
I know. It's just so... That whole... I mean, going through that thing again, here we are, years later, going through it again, it was funnier to me now than it was then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you have all the aftermath and know where the principles are.
You're watching NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay fucking shit.
Fuck. Good evening, I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our newest... AJ
play, play it again. I love the big intro.
The big
You're
voice
watching
intro.
NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay fucking shit.
Good evening. I'm Van Chu. You may have seen our newest from AJ on NBC North Dakota
okay,
News.
I have one problem with it, and that's that it really takes away from his terrible introduction of himself. Being from the East Coast of West Virginia.
I know, it does. It kind of spoils how dumb what's coming
yeah.
is. Because it's not as dumb as saying gay fucking shit. The first words out of his mouth.
After the big voice introduces the newscast. First newscast ever.
It was first words out of his mouth.
It's only going up from here, AJ.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, from being from the East Coast.
Okay, well, welcome aboard.
Now, in his defense, he did just say gay fucking shit on TV, so he might have been a little thrown off.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good rally when you think of it that way.
Because someone is yelling into his ear right now, going, "What did you just say?"
But I'm just picturing these four managers in a studio, and they've got Charlie Van Dyke or some giant Ernie Anderson or some giant voice guy going, and it's on the corner, and they're so excited. Oh, my God, what an intro into the news that is. And then some guy says, gay fucking shit. No delay, no nothing. Why is there no delay in TV, by the way? All the shit we took on radio, and we were hitting the delay constantly.
I don't know.
And TV, some guy just says, oh, that asshole in the fucking White House, and it just goes out, and everyone lives.
Yeah.
But they always act like it's the biggest tragedy. And, oh, my God, you know, we're so sorry.
That's a great question. I don't know.
Did you happen to hear...
Someone else just swore. Oh, LeBron swore on something. Like an interview. Yeah.
Really? I think he'd know better.
It was kind of flipping, not in a serious manner, but it still slipped out.
There was a guy, maybe it was the Nationals. He was, it was a guy. He was reporting, I think, on the Nats crowd being so excited, and he was outside the bar talking to this guy who said, fuck. And then he said, and I'm going to go inside now. It, like, that was the shtick. And the anchor was like all apologetic and said, no, don't go inside. Forget it. We'll take it back here. In other words, you know, we're not listening to any more of your swearing stupid fans.
Yeah, here's what the anchor said.
I got a better idea. No fucking way.
Pretty much what she said. Oh, does she sound uptight? And she just apologizes profusely. But when you're going to a bar to interview people, I mean,
when people are watching everything on the internet anyway, I think they've heard most of it.
Yeah, aren't people more amused by that than they are offended these days?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
It's kind of lost its
I don't
punch.
Even know why make the big deal about it anymore. Does anyone get fined for it?
Oh,
it doesn't seem like they do.
Well, remember, it's a fleeting expletives, and so those typically don't get
Well, action. So were the ones on our show. But we had to bleep them.
Well, if they're fleeting... No, we had to dump them. I think that was more a business decision, but yeah.
Well, why isn't it a business decision for them?
I don't know. I'll make the rules.
I want to work for their business.
All I know is...
where people just...
Fucking shit.
I want people fleetingly swearing on my show. Luke Nowacki is our man in the finance world. They'd love to help you come up with a financial plan for your future, which so many people don't do, or they do it late. But it's better late than never, and the earlier, the better. It's just hard to face up to, we're going to go through the 401k choices, investment choices, and make sure they match your circumstances. But, you know, it's a good thing to do. Or maybe you want a 529 for your kid who's going to college, or you've just had a baby, and you think, you know, I'm going to get in front of this thing, and then I won't be so overwhelmed when this bundle of joy is 16, 17, applying to college. Or maybe you just want to look at your whole financial situation together, the incomes, the expenses, and so on and so forth. That's what Luke Nowacki would love to do for you. 248-663-4748. It's complimentary. Just go meet with him in that beautiful office on the 13th floor and sit down.
That sounds pretty good. Uh-huh.
And if you think he can help you, and I only met with Luke officially once, and I was amazed at a couple of the great ideas that he had, which didn't pan out, but nonetheless, I'm still working with him. Security Investment Advisory Services, off through Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separate owned other entities, and marketing names, product services, reference here, independent Reliance Associates Incorporated.
Hey, wasn't there a scandal involving Don Barden?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there the Michael Jackson thing? Amusement park? Oh, was Don Barden?
Yes.
Well, and Don Barden...
Which, by the way, that amusement park was going to have a tube over the roller coaster for the winter. Remember that?
I thought you were going to say a tube going to Michael Jackson's, like, sex lair or something.
Yeah. You know,
a ball pit where he would be.
Well, the reason I brought it up is they named a street after Don Barden.
They just did, yeah.
Didn't he have the cable franchise here?
That's what I thought. I thought the
communications or something.
I thought the scandal involved that.
I think there was something a little messy with him, but he basically was a real successful business person who made a lot of money. And
until it came to his bankrupt casinos.
Well, he didn't get the casinos.
Well,
did he?
He had other ones.
Yeah. That's right. He had other ones, and he came in. Okay. Here you got. You know, remember the Greek town guys, Pappas and Getzeros?
Oh yeah.
They had spent years spending money advertising, campaigning wildly to get casinos here, which I always thought was a great idea. And then the mayor was going to pick. Was it Archer who picked the two?
I think so.
The two people that they were going to give casinos. Barden comes in at the last minute. He's like, oh, no, you got to give it to me. And look, Michael Jackson's here. Woo! And he's not boning a little boy right now. Look at that. How about that? And of course, I remember thinking like, fuck you. You just waltzed in at the last minute. And you think they're going to give you a casino? And then he didn't get one. And then didn't he declare that it was racism?
Yeah.
How old is that getting, by the way?
Well, back then it was, you know, pretty new.
That was a pretty fresh thing. But I feel like throwing that word around so loosely just makes everything worse. And it's not, I mean, it seems like 99% of the time it's white people declaring something racist. But, you know, all these false claims of racism or just loose claims of racism before anyone's even had a chance to explain anything. Oh, he's racist. That's why he said that. Or,
oh, here's one thing I found. His with this cable.
Yeah.
Barden had discovered less affluent customers were problematic since they frequently had trouble paying their monthly bills and he often canceled the service. I mean, I don't know if that's it.
What, they just got their cable canceled out of the blue?
Yeah, he was afraid
of them. That's pretty bogus.
Oh, jeez.
So,
I mean, can you even do that? Isn't that
Well, no, you can't do that. But that's interesting that you brought that up because Amy sent me an email today, and she is so pissed at DTE, which makes me very happy. I mean, that she's taking it out on them by writing me an email. Not that this happened, because it was very typical, and I could totally see this happening to me. She had to cancel her debit card, and I can't remember why. So she gets a new card account, whatever, and forgets that it's auto pay with DTE. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she, of course, goes, you know, past the time you're supposed to pay, and she's out of town. Well, she gets back, and it's cold out, you know, the last few days. I don't know when it was. One of the last few days. Yeah, and no electricity.
Oh, no.
And so she calls DT and says, I have no electricity. What the hell's going on? They said, well, you didn't pay your bill. And so she says, well, how much is it? I got my credit card right here. And they said, you know, it's $195 plus 20 for the reconnection fee. Oh, and
you mean reconnection fee of doing this?
Yeah,
exactly.
Flip a switch.
And on a computer.
And we need a deposit of, I think it was $400. It's like a deposit. And they go, yeah, well, once we can't trust you to pay your bill, we have to have 2 months deposit of your average bill. In other words, her bill is usually $200 or so. So they make her pay $400. So if Amy, you know, gets her credit card stolen again or debit card or whatever, then they're covered for a couple months.
Oh, come on.
Well, she sorts it out. But her point was, she'd never paid late before.
Did she ever get a
warning?
She
explained it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know all that, but in the end, they kowtowed because Amy went off on this person. She said, I knew this person didn't make the rules, and I told him I knew that, but that was the only person I could talk to. So they put her on hold, and they came back and said, because you're such a valued customer, we're going to only charge you a $200 deposit.
Thanks. No, I want a $0 deposit.
I know. Well, I think that's a reasonable explanation. If someone pays it on time and then suddenly this happens, they say, oh my God, you won't believe this. It's very believable. It sounds totally reasonable to me. You could even look up her credit rating, probably.
Don't they have to give you a certain amount of time, too, to like a...
I think they had...
A grace period of some sort to figure out...
Sounds like she just didn't
especially
know
when it's
it
cold.
Wasn't getting paid.
People were being frozen to death.
I know.
Like,
what's the problem with auto pay stuff, man?
Yeah.
It is. Oh, it's a big problem. I know all about it. I know all about that problem.
Your problem is you pay all of them, though.
Yeah, you're just paying too many.
Yeah, using them.
I've had stuff on auto pay. And remember I changed that credit card?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that I do a lot of messy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten either that call, and it's weird how once in a while I go, this number keeps calling me. And, you know, I'm like anybody else. I go, I don't know this number. Fuck you. I'm not answering the phone. It's like, text me if it's. And I do. So I'm like, this number keeps calling me. I wonder if this is something. And I pick it up and they're like, yeah, we're about to cut your electricity off in 5 minutes if you don't pay it. I swear to God. It's always like, you know, if you don't pay this by 1 o'clock, oh my God, it's 12:50. You know, we're cutting your cable off.
Did you say, well, I'm going to charge you a disconnection fee. You owe me $20.
Wow.
I mean, it's just stunning how close I've come to having many things cut off just from that one credit card change. Because it was like, you think after the first one, I go, oh, yeah, I better get to the other ones. And, of course, I didn't. And I just waited till they were like, you're going to cut you off. And I started opening my mail more readily because a lot of times it just sits in that stack.
What?
But
what
are you talking about? If you open your mail every day.
Which of the five stacks is it sitting in?
If you open the mail every day, you'll find out when you're about to be cut off because you get your last notice, which I just got from the cable company, by the way.
Oh, boy.
But I don't even Why do I have a $1,000 cable bill, Mark?
Well, you must be a couple months. They want 2 months deposit.
Did we add something to the cable recently? We didn't.
No.
Okay. They didn't. Obviously,
show me my bill.
Apparently, they didn't cash my check.
I'm getting sick of these companies pressuring me for paperless statements too.
Right. Yeah.
It drives me up a wall because I get too much bullshit email anyway. It gets lost in there.
Yeah, and they want it to get away from you.
Well, maybe they don't want to. They don't want to pay the 32. I don't even know how much is. How much does it cost to send a letter? Is it 32 cents still? I don't even know.
They bulk mail. It's not like they pay for every
stamp. How much is the price of a stamp? I don't know.
43 cents?
Yeah, like a business rate, though. That's different.
You're right. You're right. So just print it and send it. You're making enough money.
This conversation made me think of something because I'm probably going to get okay boomered. somebody gave a... So did you guys see the longest...
Here's your regular monthly charges. $374.
Oh, my God.
$38. One-time charges. Oh, it's a
well, but we've got a landline. We've got.
No, I know.
We've got some other stuff here, and I do some movies on demand.
You have a $1.93 credit.
All right, sweet. Anyway, did you guys see the list? I think it was in Brandon's prep of the 25 dumbest things boomers say.
Oh yeah, and I it was pretty funny. Pretty funny from both standpoints.
I thought a lot of it, though, was like stuff dumb people say. Like, you know, they mentioned, what was one of them? When the bill comes, they say, what's the damage?
Okay, boomer.
That's not just a boomer thing, is it? Yeah. My dad used to say that. He's not a boomer.
That's the greatest generation's fault.
Oh, God.
I mean, I would never, ever say, what's the damage?
Oh, it really burned you guys with that one.
Yeah, I know.
What else?
But one of them was... Bragging about having cable?
Oh, because they cut the cord.
Who brags about having people brag about? Hey, I've got cable. Ooh,
I'm it's really like not my brother-in-law. Aware.
Would he brag about having cable?
He would. Probably.
Okay, maybe it happens.
He tried to mansplain pink Himalayan salt to me one time. Yeah, I got some
and
right
how
here.
And how did he do it?
He said, "Have you heard of this great thing? You know, like we were sitting down to it."
I'm well, like,
yeah, I know
that's when you go, no, tell me more, as you're using it in front of them.
I did. I actually had it in one of those fashionable little salt boxes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Well, ooh-la-la.
There's a little bit
actually,
of
actually, not ooh-la-la, more like
gay fucking shit.
A couple interesting lists today, and one of them I was really interested in because they... Billboard is having their 70th anniversary or 75th or 60th.
Oh.
I mean, it's, you know, it's whenever cool, Billboard started,
yeah,
which was, I'm going to say early 50s. Like it seems like Elvis was one of the first big Billboard stars. And they compiled based on the number of weeks you've been on the charts, the numbers you were at. You know, if you're number one, were you number one for 6 weeks, 1 week, 2 weeks? If you're number three, were you number three for, you know, and so on and so forth. And they add up all those weeks. To compile who the most successful chart artist of all time was. And the list was really interesting. And
can we guess?
Well, I think guessing number one's that hard.
Is it the Beatles?
Yeah, it's the Beatles.
Well, because you don't know if it's going to be Mariah Carey or Taylor Swift or Madonna.
Well, that's
bigger than Jesus.
That's what's interesting is seeing where these new people plug in because, you know, some of them are just tearing it up.
Yeah, but they don't stay on as long.
No, they don't. And, you know, that's the interesting story I was reading about. They were using, for an example, the song Wonderwall by Oasis.
Yeah.
And how its streams are so... I mean, it's just suddenly the song started streaming millions, millions, millions. And, it's, you know, I think it's close to a billion or over a billion. And they were comparing it to songs that, you know, maybe was a song was a hit 3 years ago and it streamed 400 million times, which is a lot. I mean, that's a ton. That's got to be a big hit, right?
But it was all done at once.
It was all done at once and no one's streaming it anymore. Who is this?
This is Oasis.
When's the bass going to kick in?
Oh, it's a bass cover.
Can't these bass covers at least go to when the bass starts?
Wait, he says. Wait, that's where it started?
Yeah.
By the way, this is a great, I love this song. It's really one of the finest songs of the 90s, in my opinion. But the point they were making was that classic rock songs are becoming hits again or things again, and they'll get hundreds and hundreds of thousands of downloads, and sometimes they show up on a movie, and all of a sudden, whoosh, the whole world discovers the song, and it's a hit all over again. And now, I don't know if that's fair to say that, you know, that song that was number one 3 years ago that's not getting any downloads, who's to say, I don't know, will it get downloads in 10 years, 20 years? Maybe it will.
Oh, when the nostalgia kicks in?
I guess.
Sure.
I mean, will there be nostalgia for Cardi B? I guess there will.
No, but you know there will be for
No, because the world will be over at that point. It'll be the end of the world.
There'll be a little bit, but I think it's more about the Taylor Swifts.
Probably, Ed Sheeran. I will say it. I think they write, they're good songwriters. They're good at what they do. I mean, they make pop songs. Yeah. And they have good hooks, and that doesn't mean I like them, but I respect what they're doing.
I meant to look this up because I was flipping through the radio stations, as I want to do. I like listening to radio every once in a while, and I landed on Channel 955, and there was a song with guitars. So I was like, oh, this is really interesting. What is this song? And it said Post Malone. I forgot who else was with him. And Ozzy Osbourne. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Did he actually record?
I did not know that.
Yeah. He recorded separately, but yeah.
But we've seen Post Malone play guitar before. Uh-huh. So then I was dating.
Wait, with Aerosmith Live.
Yeah, that's exactly. So then I'm like, God, is Post Malone going to bring the guitar back into pop music?
I tell you, it'd be cool.
Yeah. And then the next song had no guitar. It was Lil Nas X. And
I got to tell you.
His song, Panini.
You know,
it's terrible.
One of the big almost inexplicable things right now is what is happening to rock music? What's happening to the guitar? Because if you look at the Billboard list, you go, oh my God, look at the rock and roll on this list. The enduring artists, you know, who are still.
You know the answer to that. The guitar's hard to play. It's easy to make music with a computer. Make a beat.
Well, I just always feel like I'm going to get an okay boomer when I say something like that. Well, music now sucks. I got to tell you, it doesn't seem like there's an explosion of artists like there used to be. I mean, like, I always find myself saying, where are the R&B guys? Like Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder and the Supremes and Smokey. And, I mean, think of all the great Jimi Hendrix and Sly and the Family Stone and, like, Bruno Mars.
It's John Legend now, right?
No, Isn't it? John Legend? Yeah, he would be high on the list, I guess. But, I mean, Stevie, I don't see that many people like that. Because I was saying, well, who are the recent ones? And I was just stumped. And maybe, you know, because most of those artists, the people who you would think would be those people are doing rap. And, you know, that's not the same zone. I mean, a lot of those people wrote love songs. And
right, yeah.
You know, they were very poppy artists. Yeah. But, you know, maybe rap is pop now. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's just we're unfamiliar with the, you know, like the new pop songs that are big now. But you're right. There's not a lot of guitar in any of that.
There isn't.
Physical therapy, they always have.
Ed Sheeran plays a guitar. Taylor Swift plays a guitar.
Yeah.
I was watching her with, I think I mentioned it. She was playing with Sean Colvin.
Oh, yeah.
And I was talking to someone about it who declared that Taylor Swift was over rocking because she was like jamming on the acoustic guitar and anyway, it was funny because Taylor had brought Sean Colvin out in the middle of her show and she's like, this person's really important, kind of like, you know who the fuck this lady is, but be nice to her. And then in the middle of the song, she's like, yeah, let's hear for Sean Colvin, you know, who's just, you know, doing her song. I think Sonny came home. It was weird. I mean, usually you'd think an audience, if you're going to bring someone out, they probably know who that is.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. For them, at least.
And honestly, you know, when even the artists in the grunge period, I mean, they always talked about their heroes. And, you know, Black Crowes, I was listening to them the other day.
I am so good at music.
They were on Stern, and they were talking about the Stones.
And that show they played on Stern was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
Really good. I wonder if...
They went in the Bowery Ballroom earlier this week, and they're doing the Troubadour Thursday night.
So. I listened to a couple of the... They had Rolling Stone at a couple of the tracks live from Bowery. Yeah. And they sound great.
I like Howard, because he's like, you guys aren't going to start fighting while you're up there, right? And they launch into it.
I thought it was funny. Did we lose Brandon?
Yeah, he had to bolt. Why, do I sound different?
No, I just wondered why you're over there.
Different. Yeah, I guess Kristen got in an accident. So she's okay. She's okay.
Okay.
Someone has to go get the baby, though, so.
No.
Was he slightly panicked?
This is Brandon we're talking
about. No, I know. That's why I assumed he would be.
No, he wasn't. He was panicked, not slightly.
I hope as long as she's okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, the top 125 Billboard artists of all time, I immediately go to 125, and I say, hey, there's George Harrison, 124. And I was like, wow, how can he be one? I was amazed. His solo career was in there. And then I thought, well, where am I going to find Lennon and McCartney? And I start going down the list. And the Police were 120, Genesis 119, right. Phil Collins comes up later. I mean, some of these people are on here twice. Doobies are 112, George Michael was 108. I thought he'd be higher, by the way.
George Michael?
Yeah, he had a lot of, he had like 9 number one hits.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
I can only think of like 1 or 2.
Well, they're not my favorite songs.
Last Christmas.
He's a great singer.
Freedom 90.
Faith.
Gotta have faith. Careless Whisper with Wham.
Ugh.
To Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go was a huge hit.
Oh, with Wham,
yeah.
Paul Simon, 102. Tom Petty was 101. I thought he'd be higher, but he wasn't really a hit guy.
Well, did that... So what? Is it Tom Petty, or is it Tom Petty in the Heartbreaks?
No, it's Tom Petty. It's Tom Petty. All things Tom Petty, because he was never really a solo artist, I think.
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
No, he didn't have any number one hits. I don't think he had any top five hits. He had top 10
really?
Hits. Yeah, we looked him up when he died.
Yeah.
His highest, his biggest fallen? Charting song was like number 7, but I think he had a couple 8s and a 9 and a 10, something in that zone. But he had a lot of charting songs. Hmm. Creedence was 100. Huey Lewis, 97?
Really? Well, that 84 sports.
It makes me angry that Huey Lewis is even on there. No,
I wasn't happy. Def Leppard, 96. Guns N' Roses, 95. Chris Brown was 94. Kanye was 89. Queen, 87. Pink Floyd, 86. Simon and Garfunkel, 82. Journey, 81. Heart, The Monkees, Carole King, Aerosmith in the 70s. Seeker was 69. Van Halen, 68. Then we got U2 at 66. Marvin Gaye, 65. Earth, Wind
& Fire. I
was
a little slow on this, but I still need to play it.
You like Huey Lewis on the news? Their early work was a little too... new wave for my taste. When sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
If I was Jared Leto in that scene, I'd be glad I was murdered for having to listen to that.
Every time I hear that drop, I go, I want to interrupt and go, Huey Lewis was not new wave.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
In any way, new wave. Jackson 5, 63. Foreigner, 57. Foreigner, 57. Nickelback, 52. Nickelback.
A lot of hits.
I know.
They all sound the same, Trudy.
It's funny. I saw people on the list, and I'm like, how can they be there? And I'd look them up, and I go, oh, yeah. That one.
I mean, part of the reason we all hate Nickelback is because it's played so much.
Oh, I hate them because they're douches.
Yeah, they were douchey. John Mellencamp.
That hurts.
But
my
they
ears.
Have a they are they have a pop sound. I will even acknowledge that.
Sure.
Mellencamp was 49. Bob Dylan 48. Diana Ross on her own was 47. That kind of threw me. I didn't think of her career
Diana
solo
Ross.
As being that huge, but she had hits.
Like what? I'm trying to think.
Upside Down.
Oh.
Was she on? Wait, was she on? No, that was Dionne Warwick. I was thinking, that's what friends are for.
Good job, Diane. On your own.
On my own. Why did it end this way?
That was Patty there.
Phil Collins is 46 and Genesis is 119 or whatever.
Yeah.
Genesis with Phil Collins or Genesis with Peter Gabriel?
I think it's Genesis. Total Genesis. I believe. That's. If they broke it down, I don't think they'd be in the top 125 because they're 119.
Right.
Let's see. Bon Jovi, 45. Maroon 5, 43. Zeppelin was 40. I thought they'd be. Oh, they didn't chart.
They didn't have many hits.
Oh, yeah. So that had to be all album sales, pretty much. I think Dire Maker was a top 20 hit. Ugh. Wasn't it?
Hmm.
They had one song that was a hit.
I thought it was.
Oh,
was it Black Dog, or
maybe it was,
I thought it was something early. Whole Lot of Love.
You know, Whole Lot of Love is a single. You're right. They edited it to make it a single. And I think it charted somewhere.
I'm going to look it up.
Lionel Richie, 39. Clapton, 38. Beyonce, 37. That's it? Adele, 36.
Wait, I'm surprised that both of them are that low. Aren't you?
Well, Adele doesn't have that many records.
Adele Dazeem?
Doesn't she have like...
She's got three, but they were other
19,
multiple hits.
22, 28, 31.
Yeah, but they were all big.
Yeah, they were huge. But
Zeppelin, by the way, looks like the top charting single was Whole Lotta Love.
Okay. What number was it?
4.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So only top 10 won.
Hall & Oates, 35. Because look at Adele next to Hall & Oates. Hall & Oates had hits for a decade.
Are they
counting? They weren't as giant as Adele's sales, but
yeah,
they had steady hits. Aretha was 34. She had she was the most charted female ever, the most songs that charted until Nicki Minaj.
Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Wow.
Celine, 33. Temptations, Santana, Fleetwood Mac, Beach Boys.
R-E-S-T-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-T-E-C-T, take care of me.
Yeah. My favorite part of that is Charlie Langdon in the air. Okay.
Santana, 31. Fleetwood Mac, 30. Beach Boys, 29. Bee Gees, 28. Eagles, 27. Supremes, 26. So Diana Ross is 47 and 26.
Wow.
That's pretty huge. So the top 25. Neil Diamond. Springsteen.
Yeah.
Usher. Usher's 23. Usher. I know. I was like, what?
Did Usher get kidnapped or fall off
the planet?
Where
is Usher?
Or go to the moon?
Is he nursing his venereal disease?
I was going
to
say, ever since all that, he's kind of disappeared.
Yeah, he just
has. Totally.
He's in incident with the big chick.
With the herpes.
You know, that's really strange. Is he touring?
I wouldn't know.
I haven't
seen
him. Yeah. You can't disappear. Nobody disappears.
Did John Legend take the most boring man in the world award away from Usher? Because I always found him to be quite boring.
I think he's boring, too. I never liked his music at all. I didn't even appreciate it. And usually I can appreciate somebody who is that successful. But, I mean...
God, people love dancing
a lot of people
that,
love
though.
Him. A lot of people love him. They do. Eminem, 22.
Yeah.
Oh.
Herb Alpert, 21.
Wow.
Oh, my... I know. That was like, oh, yeah. Because... I guarantee you, Trudy, your dad probably had a couple records.
My dad loved him.
My dad did, too.
He had all of his albums.
Garth Brooks, 20.
I'm surprised he's not higher.
I thought so, too.
Didn't he come back to town?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Ford Field, right?
I made an effort not to pay attention. Billy Joel, 18. 19. Rihanna's 18. Prince was 17. I didn't think Prince would be that high, but I'm glad he is. I love Prince. Drake, 16.
Gross.
I know. Isn't that something?
You know what? He's boring, too.
Yeah.
Did you see he got booed? He was a surprise artist, and they were expecting Frank Ocean,
and the
crowd booed him.
Yeah, booed because of Frank Ocean? Oh, my God.
And the way he handled it was pretty soft, too.
What did he do?
I'm just here for you guys.
Oh,
I guess didn't he shorten his set and just get away?
Yeah, he's like, come on, guys, I just want to put on a set. He was very, like, whimpering and whining and stuff. Like,
I was trying to imagine, you know.
It's very Canadian of him.
What would be a comparison for me? Like, I think the surprise guest is, I don't know, it's. Like, if I think the Rolling Stones are going to be there and it's Elton John, I'm like, oh, fuck, Elton John.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I'd be happy. Or, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Shit, if it's Prince, I'm delighted.
It's a lateral.
If it's Billy Joel, I'll enjoy it.
It's a lateral move.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of people I'd be really psyched to be surprised by. But I was surprised. I don't know. Doesn't that seem weird that they would boo him?
I would think so, yeah. But he's boring.
Okay. Well, number 15, Rod Stewart.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Should we call Randy Fowler for comment? Hey, did you see the story about Rod Stewart yesterday that was out there?
I think I...
That made me like him a little bit more.
Yeah, I remember liking him too. What was the story?
He was showing off his train set.
Yeah, that's right. But it's a huge train set. It's like the world's biggest train set, isn't it?
It's massive.
Yeah.
And just the joy on his face in the picture.
Oh, no, he was totally pumped.
It's like, if I was Rod Stewart, I could see doing that and being very excited about it.
I don't know why I like stuff like that, but like I'll read about, who was it? one of my bio books I was reading, it was somebody who's pretty big star, and they loved working on their car, and I thought, well, that's fucking cool. I like that. Why do I like that?
I don't know. Neil Young had train sets, too. He liked
it. Oh, right. Neil Young, yeah, loves.
So into that.
Big time. So we're
did
down
you
to
see the picture of it, Trudy, though?
No, I didn't.
Rod Stewart's train set.
It's really something.
Pretty, because we used to have a train set, but it gets boring so quickly unless it's...
Well, he's been working on it for 23 years.
Oh, my God.
Where's the picture of it, man?
You know what I notice is missing from this list?
Who's that?
Nirvana.
Oh.
Not many hits, though. They really only had two major albums. They had
they had four albums, though, altogether, didn't they? And then they had an Unplugged album.
Bleach was Unplugged, I guess. I forget about that.
That's a huge album. That sold a ton.
But they had, you know, Bleach was on Sub Pop, right? And mm-hmm. then Nevermind was the big one. And then the misnamed Heart-Shaped Box album.
In Utero.
Sorry. But other than that, then they had an EP. Yeah, I guess that more than I think.
The Who are not on here either.
Ooh.
Really?
I know.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
There's another name you haven't mentioned.
The Kinks aren't on here either. The Kinks? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've always been buried under.
I know. They always got the short shrift, but God, they have great songs.
That song, Lola, I remember blew my mind when I was a teenager listening to that. And
I love that song. Yeah, I remember.
What's that about? Yeah.
I wasn't quite so curious. I just thought it was a great song.
Yeah. And a dark brown voice? What? What's that mean?
So the top 15, these are the people who have had the most success on the record charts since Billboard started, however many years ago it was. I want to say 70. Yeah. Janet Jackson, 14.
Wow.
I know. Huh. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. A lot of albums.
Elvis is 13. Paul McCartney is 12. No John Lennon. That's the other one. No fucking John Lennon, really?
How does Imagine not?
Well, Imagine was not a number one hit when it came out. It was number three. John Lennon did not have... John Lennon was the last Beatle to have a number one hit. Whatever Gets You Through Tonight. And he and Elton John...
Oh, that's such a good song.
It's a great song. They had a bet on that song. You can hear Elton on that song, by
really?
The way. You can, if you listen to the harmonies, you can hear his voice very specifically. Elton bet him, you're going to have a number one, because I think John was feeling, why do I have a number one record? And he said, and John said, no, I don't think so. And he said, I'll bet you. He said, if it's number one, you have to play with me on Thanksgiving at Madison Square Garden. And it went number one. And he played three songs at Madison Square Garden. Elton That's John cool. said that was the loudest noise he's ever heard in his life when he brought John Lennon on stage.
I'll never get you through the night.
I did not skip over that part of the Elton John book.
the John Lennon song that Cheap Trick covered.
Oh, I'm Losing You?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cheap Trick. One. They didn't God, did they cover that? Because they play it with him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Woman was a big hit. Mm-hmm. Just Like Starting Over was a big hit. But that's when he died. Those were like the assassination hits. Kind of were. But he had other hits, you know, Mind Games and Stand By Me.
Was Instant Karma a hit?
Yes, Instant Karma was a top five hit. That was a big hit.
Was Happy Christmas a hit?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes. That might be one of his biggest songs.
As a huge Lennon fan, are you embarrassed by that song?
No, I kind of like it. Okay. I do kind of like it. It's not my favorite Lennon song.
But it's the only rock and roll Christmas song that we can actually...
It's pretty tolerable for a Christmas song. Power to the People and Woman is the Blank of the World. Remember that?
Yeah.
A little single?
Piece of Chance, was that a hit?
Give Piece of Chance? Not really. It wasn't a big hit. Cold Turkey?
Oh, that's a good song.
It's a great song.
Wow.
That was out when the Beatles were together.
But, you know, why did they omit him?
He didn't chart enough, I guess, because he died in 80.
I don't know if you mentioned this one. I always like this song, too.
Oh, Watching the Wheels. Great song. Yeah. This is the best song in this album.
Is this a big hit?
I think it was top 10, maybe. I think it was a hit. I think people still play this song.
Such a good song.
It is a great song. It's very Lennon. So anyway, Whitney Houston is 11.
Really? She is?
She is. Chicago.
Whitney Houston's debut LP called simply Whitney Houston. Had four number one singles on it.
He figures in big in this list.
Do you think I was waiting to play that or what?
Chicago, number 10.
What?
Well, they had the Peter Cetera hits, who were huge. Oh, I know, the horns. Sappy Peter Cetera hits, and then they had the Horn Years.
The horns.
25 or 6 to 4. And
it's a good year.
Make Me Smile, and they had a lot of hits.
Oh, my God. Chicago kicks ass.
Number 9. Stevie Wonder.
Oh, all right. I agree with that.
I totally agree. Yeah. I mean, he had a zillion hits. Number 8.
Especially this one.
Is this the Obama song?
Charted.
I don't think it's topped the John Kerry song.
Which I can't find.
Aw. Need Kerry.
Number Carry 8 on. Is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I think 8's low for her.
Michael Jackson, 7. Barbara Streisand, 6.
Oh, boy.
What the fuck, really? Madonna's 5. Leaving us 4 artists. Mariah Carey, 4. Yeah. She has like 18 number ones, I think. Elton John is 3.
Wow.
Okay.
Rolling Stones are 2.
Okay,
I didn't
that's
expect
cool.
that.
Huh.
And the
one?
Beatles, number 1.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, what a surprise.
Mariah Carey's 2 number ones from the Beatles.
Whoa.
I'm really surprised
it's
that
scary.
The Stones are that high, actually.
I know. You know what? I could look up their chart history. They had a lot of...
Love You, Jagger.
Not gigundous hits,
Honky
but
Tonk
hits.
Women.
That was number 1. I think they had 7 number ones. Satisfaction was a huge hit. Mm. Brown Sugar was a big hit. Heartbreaker. Angie. Angie was a huge hit.
Yeah.
Start Me Up.
What's this one about?
Angie Bowie. Angela Barrett. Angela Barrett Bowie.
Right.
Start Me Up was a huge hit. I think their last big hit, I believe, was Start Me Up.
Oh, yeah. How long ago
song
was that?
Played
it's like 81.
So much.
I know, it's not my favorite Stone song.
It's a great riff, though, at the beginning.
Yeah,
but it's played all the time.
Paint It Black.
That was number 1.
Was it?
Yes.
What do you want me to look for, the last top 10 hit or last number 1?
What's the last top 10 hit they had? Was it Waiting on a Friend?
Let's see. U.S. Main. No. And you know what? I kind of like this.
Oh, wait. Between a Rock and a Hard Place? No, that's 80. That's...
Oh, heck no.
Wait.
This song hit number 13 on the main charts.
Going to a Go-Go?
Nope.
I'm trying. Damn it. What is it?
Hang on.
Sympathy for the Devil?
Wait. Oh, could it be Love is Strong?
You're getting closer. Oh. Can I not find it?
Damn it.
What's here it this? Is. Here you go.
Oh.
Harlem Shuffle.
Anybody see My Baby? Bridges to Babylon, 97. It was a top 10 hit.
I don't remember this being a huge hit.
It's a pretty good song. I mean, it didn't get any.
It made it
to number 3 on the U.S. main chart.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Surprising.
Wow. I thought Voodoo Lounge is a good record.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
A lot of songs on there.
Okay, so.
Ricky Gervais is going to host the Golden Globes.
Thank God. That's great.
Finally.
And I know you'll be just as happy that Alicia Keys is going to host the Grammys.
Boring.
I know. Didn't they get terrible ratings, too?
Awful.
I didn't like her either.
Remember, she loved everything and everyone, and that was the extent of her hosting. Oh, boy, is that going to be boring. Might as well have John Legend do it with her.
They'll do it. How much?
Might as well.
Probably, Trudy.
And you'll have a Teigen social media.
Oh, can
aspect.
You imagine if John Legend and Chrissy Teigen hosted something together?
Yes, I imagine it will happen.
Oh,
and I don't like the idea, but I could see that happening.
Well, that'd be the worst.
God. So, did you hear about the Ford Mustang?
Yes,
what they're doing
the Mach-E.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about this.
A fully electric crossover.
Oh, I didn't know it was a crossover.
It's a crossover. It's a bigger, I mean, it's a crossover. It's got a hatch. I'm like, you can't make a Mustang with a hatch, can you?
I don't want this.
That's not allowed. And fully electric, too.
What is that, a Wraith car?
Is this sort of like, looks like the Kale people with families now still wanting to be a little bit rock and roll in front? and family and bad.
Oh, you mean like the mullet? Is this the mullet of cars?
Bit. Car.
Yeah. So it's got
party
that,
in front.
It's got that that Mustang look coming at you, and then it's
no, party and partying back. Business in front, party and back.
Reversed. Party right, in front, family in the back.
Family in the back, yeah. They have to have car seats in the back and a hatch.
Oh, boy.
I don't know about that. I mean, these people are supposed to know what they're doing, and I always root for the big three, so.
Fully electric.
When the wind stops blowing, that's the end of your electric. Let's hurry up.
Well, maybe not, but still, there aren't enough outlets, charging places, like outside of your house.
Well, I just add one, Tree. Yet? You know, it's funny. I was listening to another nerdy podcast, and it was all about PG&E and what a disaster that is in California, the fires and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they point out how they put no money. It's funny because we bitch about DTE not doing any infrastructure. Mm. They're still miles ahead of PG&E.
Right.
Part of the problem is there's all this rural area. But the other problem they have now in upgrading their grid is that there's been so many laws passed to get off of carbon that they need more electricity, and their grids can't handle it because there's so many California laws that are about emissions that are very environmentally friendly, and the main public utility can't handle it.
Well, someone sent me a lengthy piece on DTE, and I'm trying to remember who wrote it. It might have been Metro Times, maybe.
Did you feel the electricity in the air?
It was.
Metro Times has some great stories.
They do. They were talking about how their infrastructure is about 40 years behind some people, and that the outages are well beyond what many, 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 many areas are used to having. But I found when I moved here that, you know, when we'd have a couple outages, I'd be, what's going on? And people are like, people just didn't think it was a big deal. Like,
because they're used to it.
Outages. Yeah, I know. Isn't that
they're
weird?
Normal, yeah.
What's the incentive for them to fix it?
None.
Where are you going to go? Where are you going to get your power from?
It's all about the stock price.
Yeah, exactly.
Windmill.
You know what else they said?
Solar. When the wind stops blowing, that's the end of your electric. Let's hurry up.
I'm trying to remember what they... Because they were talking about how the... how our DTE's prices are high... And they were talking about...
Darling, is the wind blowing today? I'd like to watch television, darling.
I'm trying to remember where they said 13% of their costs are. And it was like political candidates.
Of course.
And I forgot what the other names were, but it was like, what?
That's...
I know. It's just maddening. It's one of those things I feel like, why bitch? Because there's nothing anybody can do about it. They should be able to, but they aren't.
Well, it seems like there'd be a hole in the market for someone to be able to get... I don't know.
I know. It's a monopoly.
Solar power or wind power, I don't know. But those are unreliable, too, because you can't store it. Come on, Musk. You've been working on a fucking battery for 20 years, Musk. Let's go.
Yeah, but I don't know. Has anything that he's been working on for some 20 years actually come to fruition?
No. Except for the flamethrower.
I was really excited about Elon Musk a while back, and SpaceX has been cool.
Yeah, okay, SpaceX.
Some cool stuff at SpaceX. Yeah,
he launched a car into space. That's pretty neat.
Yeah. With Boeing ridiculous. Music playing.
Yeah, ridiculous, but neat.
You know, it's
that
cool,
was
though.
Really cool. It's I can't time take for his next thing, though. He's got to get his next thing done.
He's busy fighting pedo guy in court.
Oh, that's true.
That thing is still in court.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And you know...
Why wouldn't he just settle with pedo guy?
I was reading that story, and it was really... funny story, because Musk was trying to prove that pedo man, I think they were trying to like dig up on pedo man that, you know, maybe he did like kids. I don't know.
He's so branded.
Investigate him.
Pedo man. Now he should sell merch. Shirts.
And also, pedo man, he hasn't proven any damages. What happened to pedo man? I mean, nobody gives a shit.
Oh, that's all we know him as.
Pedo man's thing is he's a diver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had
what damages could he have?
His reputation.
Yeah, but he still is, like king of the divers.
If you Google pedo man or pedo guy, all you get is stories on him. I mean, look, you can see it. There it is.
And it's probably easier to prove damages in this age. I was going to move on to, because we're getting later in the show, on this. Is there anything going on besides Michigan State this weekend?
David Tell.
Yeah. Oh, David Tell, of
Dave
course!
Attell.
Dave Attell!
Buy merch.
I finished...
So he doesn't have to take it back.
I finished bumping mics last night.
Oh,
he's,
yeah.
He's got another joke where he's talking about people in the crowd, and these two It was like a black man and a white woman. And Dame goes, so what serial killer podcast do you two do together? I don't know why. It was just a funny joke.
Yeah, they were having a lot of fun with the audience.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
I cannot recommend that. It's 3 episodes on Netflix. It's really good.
Or Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle,
yeah.
Where that's one of the guys, if you got to pick a couple shows a year, that's one I pick.
He's the best.
If you're listening tomorrow, Friday and Saturday.
So amen.
Tomorrow's show, yep. And Saturday at Mark Ridley's.
As most people will be. Okay, this Ashton Kutcher story, I just got mad right away because I saw the headline. It was all I needed to get set off because for some reason...
You were triggered.
I don't want to like Ashton Kutcher. I don't even know why. Is it because he's so hot? I keep saying it was...
Because he's rich?
I think it's because I saw the modeling pictures when he was before he was anything. He was a male model and he thought he was so hot and it just annoyed me.
He seems like too good of a guy.
Yes, he's too wonderful, isn't he? Something, just too wonderful.
So there's got to be a really bad skeleton.
He's pretentious.
So, yeah, he's pretentious.
Hey, wait a minute. Am I being punked? Where's Ashton?
Their approach... Okay, it's... Why do I need to know this? But now that I know it, I can't help talking about it because I hate it. The headline is, Ashton Kutcher explains why he and Mila Kunis won't be passing down their money to their children.
First off, fake.
Yeah. I know. First of all, fake. Second of all, exactly. Fuck you. Yeah, why are you running around telling people that these little tiny people aren't getting shit from you?
Yeah. It's kind of a shitty thing to do, isn't it?
It is kind of shitty. I mean, you could at least say, you know what? I want to give a lot to charity, but I'm going to take care of my kids, of course. I mean
he's probably got 1,000 kids. All the raw dog loads he drops.
and then you listen to this shit explanation.
Actors Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis started dating in 2012, tied the knot in 2015. They have a notoriously low-key marriage in Hollywood terms. They're very private about their relationship, and their two young children, Wyatt and Dimitri.
Well, isn't she Ukrainian?
Oh, whatever. I'm sure those are the best names ever.
She might be Ukrainian. Those kids aren't.
They don't bring their children to public events and don't even post their pictures on social media in order to let them maintain their anonymity.
So they're better, they're better than everybody else.
We're all dying to see pictures of Dimitri and Wyatt. We're just clamoring. Oh, I haven't seen the Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis kids. It's going to kill me. Well, then, if you're so determined to keep their anonymity, why are you talking about what you're going to give them or not give them?
Yeah, that's pretty
true. Shut up.
Your wife gave you two children as a present because she knew you wanted to be a father.
Yeah, that's a lovely gesture.
Mila gave him two kids.
Lovely gesture. You paid for them. You bought them from her.
By the way, happy anniversary, Michael and Debbie Rowe. Today is their wedding anniversary.
What a beautiful wedding that was.
And happy anniversary to Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman.
Oh, another beautiful wedding.
Too. Wow. Yeah.
He texted Drew that and he wrote back, how beautiful.
I know. I
laughed really hard at that.
Horrible. Not only do they keep their kids' lives private, but they also won't be leaving behind their money for them either. Kutcher opened up on Dax Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert, explained why Wyatt and Dimitri would not be receiving trust funds. My kids are living a really privileged life, and they don't even know it. And they'll never know it because this is the only one that they'll know. I'm not setting up a trust for them. We'll end up giving our money away to charity and various things because we're so wonderful. He didn't say because
I like to help the kids. You know what I'm saying?
These privileged products of him and Mila Kunis are going to be so lost when they find out at the end of this. There's no...
Like, no, they'll be fucked. He'll be basically fucking them over.
Any coping skills because
they'll be living this soft, privileged lives. And when they're 18, they'll be going, fuck, my parents do everything for me. I can't be just... I mean, to throw them out to the wolves is almost unfair. They don't have a chance.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
But here's what a lie that is. Read the next quote.
I think it's the next quote in the story. Kutcher explained that he wouldn't completely cut off his children from the family funds, but he would instead be interested in investing in their business ideas. What?
Dad,
that's not cutting your kids off.
Hey, Dad, I got a business idea. How about you give me $20 to go to the store and buy some shit?
That's saying you're going to stack the deck for your kids. And then you're going to go, look at the great business my kid created with my $5 million.
That's even more privileged.
I know, that's worse.
Yeah.
How do you know they're going to have business ideas? Well, they're half me, and I'm brilliant. I've got so many business ideas. And Mila's brilliant, too. These children are brilliant. I guarantee it. Ashton Kutcher tells people how smart his kids are. I guarantee it.
Oh, without a doubt.
I guarantee it.
Without a doubt.
Is there anything more horrible than people telling you their kids are so smart?
Charlotte is brilliant.
Zoobs is brilliant.
Oh, I know how brilliant Zoobs is. But what you're saying
Charlotte
is that
does a show.
Zoobs.
Aren't you saying I'm brilliant? Yeah. My kid's brilliant. Of course he is, because he's half me.
What if I say Charlotte's brilliant, but Annie, oh gosh, she's got a long way to go. Does that even it out?
Well, that could be saying Charlotte's my genes, Annie's Julie's genes.
Well, that'd be the other way around. Charlotte's more Julian. But
nonetheless, we're saying some parent is brilliant.
Oh, boy,
I like to think Zoobs is brilliant, despite me.
Oh, that's a good point.
Despite
Zoobs.
Could you explain to you? Oh, yeah, okay. They're business ideas. Do we really know they're going to have business ideas? They're going to be so fucking spoiled. Their business idea is going to be, give whatever dad and mom give me.
Well, when I read it, I thought of, oh, that's right. Ashton Kutcher invests in a ton of things, and his hit rate is incredibly high. His hit rate's pretty high.
I know. He's done really well. He invested in Uber. That was his big hit, I think.
Hey, do we know if any of that's really true, though?
It is. And now the Saudis
own like, that. But
we don't. No, I agree, Trudy. We don't know that. I'm going to assume it's a lie.
The Saudis own like 80% of Uber?
The Saudis do?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wait, you didn't hear the mistake, the guy from Uber, what he said last week?
The president of Uber?
Yeah, the guy in charge got a lot of shit for what he said. Let's see if I can find the quote.
Okay, well, let me just finish with Ashton.
That's really good. You're going to love it.
This is a consistent stance from the Kutcher-Kunis household, though. Kunis explained in 2017 they didn't give their kids material Christmas presents because they were getting too accustomed to being spoiled. Wait, they got married in 2015. These kids are 5 or under. I mean, they're probably 4 and 2.
Right.
So they don't give them Christmas presents? They fuck them on Christmas? That's terrible. So far, our tradition is no presents for the kids. We're instituting it this year because when the kids are younger than 1, it doesn't really matter. Well, now, so what's the point? Last year when we celebrated Christmas, Wyatt was 2, and it was too much. We didn't give her anything. It was the grandparents. The kid no longer appreciates the one gift. They don't even know what they're expecting. They're just expecting stuff.
Well, yeah, that's what Christmas is about.
Yeah, that's what everybody gets for every Christmas.
Yeah. That's the fun of it, is expecting.
And by the way, whatever they don't get at Christmas, you would more than make up for it the rest of the year because you're loaded and your kids are privileged and you'll insist on not embarrassing them around their loaded, privileged peers.
The kid will say that he's got this great business idea. He just needs a couple Xboxes to launch it.
Kunis continued, explaining the grandparents had a hard time adhering to this charitable tradition. Why would you fuck the grandparents out of giving their grandkids something? That's really stupid.
Now you're really screwing them because grandparents love to spoil grandchildren.
Absolutely. It's natural. We've told our parents, we're begging you. If you have to give her something, pick one gift. Otherwise, we'd like to take a charitable donation to the children's hospital, which means nothing to the kid. The kid's like, fuck that. Yeah. I don't give a shit about the children's hospital. Are you kidding me?
Fuck you,
grandpa.
It'll depress them.
When I read that, I thought that they would be taking away some of the presents.
That's what I thought.
They got multiple presents and give them away.
Oh, man. If I was their parents, I would buy so much stuff for little Dimitri. Wouldn't
Dimitri.
You?
Dimitri.
Fuck yeah.
What are you going to do? Then
of course.
Now
you can't help yourself.
Away from Dimitri.
Who wrote this stupid article? Wait, I got to read the ending. This is just annoying. Disgusting. The last line. Oh, Jesus. I just want to kill myself after reading this story. I do. I want to shoot myself in the head. Generational wealth is a tricky thing to navigate, and it seems like Kutcher and Kunis have the right idea about how to raise relatively socially aware kids.
Oh.
It's not the right idea, though.
Oh.
God, I'd love to kick this writer in the balls. I would.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to shoot him before I shoot myself.
Jesus.
That is, that's awful, isn't
it? Pretty lame. Yeah.
And then,
can I play the Uber thing for you?
Oh, yeah.
Here's the Uber CEO being interviewed, and bear in mind that the Saudi government owns a lot of Uber.
I want to ask you about Saudi Arabia. Last year, you chose not to go to the big Saudi Arabian government's investment conference after the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, and you said that you wanted to wait for more facts to emerge. We're now at a point subsequent to that, the CIA has assessed that the Saudi government, including the Crown Prince, had a role in that
murder. Who's this know-it-all?
You also decided not to go this year. Did you not go this year because of the Khashoggi situation?
We had a board meeting at the same time.
Well, that's convenient, but you're the CEO. You probably could have rescheduled that.
Schedule board meetings years and years ahead. It wasn't.
If your board meeting had not been that day, would you have gone?
I don't know if I would have.
You also, Saudi Arabia is your fifth largest shareholder. You have the head of the Sovereign Wealth Fund on your board. Do you believe he should stand for re-election to the board?
I think he's been a very constructive board member, Yasser has. And I personally have valued his input greatly. It's up to him whether he wants to stand for re-election.
But well, but from your opinion, he represents.
This guy is making me want to shoot myself too.
He's asking great questions.
A journalist who is a U.S. resident, should that person be on the board of a U.S. company?
I think that government said that they made a mistake.
Well, they made a mistake. I think somebody's dead.
Listen, it's a serious mistake. We've made mistakes too, right? With self-driving. And we stopped driving, and we're recovering from that mistake. So I think that people make mistakes. It doesn't mean that they can never be forgiven. I think they've taken it seriously. And
the CIA, from my standpoint, the CIA didn't suggest that they made a mistake and that it was an oversight. Like the self-driving, that was basically a bad sensor, correct?
Exactly.
This was the CIA suggested that the Crown Prince had a role in ordering assassination. It's a different thing. You guys didn't intentionally run somebody over.
I didn't need that part of the CIA report. You're obviously deeper in it. But I think from a Saudi perspective, they're just like any other shareholder, right?
No, they're not.
Now we're a public company. Anyone can invest in our company if they choose to do so. And they're a big investor, just like you could be a big investor as well.
I don't think I can be as big as the Saudis. I don't
That'll be hard.
That'll be tough.
Isn't that great? I mean, they hammered him crazy. And now, of course, that Uber CEO has been backtracking.
Whoa,
he basically called
why?
A murder a mistake.
I like the idea of telling people you can. Can't you cancel that, you know, whatever it is? And I'm just like, no, I book my hair appointments a year out. Sorry. It's a great tactic.
This is
a
good, yeah.
Did you see Monique actually filed her suit against Netflix?
Yeah, good luck.
You know, this is so dumb. I almost wish people wouldn't report on it. It's so stupid. Because first of all, they obviously don't discriminate because the most money they pay is to Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock
and Eddie
comedy
Murphy
specials. And they offered her $500,000. And honestly, I told Trudy when I saw that, I was like, I think that's too much to give Monique.
Yeah.
How much was it?
$500,000.
Oh, yeah. Way too much.
I wouldn't give her a. I wouldn't pay. I wouldn't pay 50 cents to see her. They would have to pay me to go see her.
Hasn't Monique
$3 and something that changed?
hasn't she had some gripe about this for quite a while?
Yes,
some beef about.
Name the best thing Monique's ever done.
I can't remember
exactly.
it's
kind of the point.
It's Precious.
Bad
Precious.
Yeah,
she was a total bitch in Precious.
She's really. My opinion is she's really pissed because Amy Schumer was paid a lot more for her special, but Amy Schumer had a hit movie. She had a lot going on then.
I wonder which one got more views.
Amy Schumer. Well, Monique never got. She wouldn't do it.
Sign of it.
Yeah. So good luck to you, Monique.
Kiss, by the way, announced the worst kept secret ever that they're going on the second leg of the. End of the road tour. That
never ending road tour.
Never ending road tour. Yeah.
Yeah. It goes to what June 2021.
2021. Yeah.
Because they're here on September the
11th. 11.
When John left the table early. Hashtag never forget.
Wow.
How can they possibly ever continue at that rate? I just don't get it. And Paul Stanley with no ear, as we found out yesterday from David Tell.
So I know. Dave was really sharp yesterday, I got to say. He was just singing. But I didn't know he... Is that is true?
I guess
he's missing an ear.
Yeah,
born without it.
Why don't I know that?
I don't know
either. Well, because his hair's long.
I don't. I feel like I have not properly confirmed that. I'm still vetting that story. I know stupid shit like that. I can't believe I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Just a little horn kiss me.
It's an ear hole.
And then I feel like they're not done in 2021 either. I feel like they'll be out again.
They're never done.
I can't believe that. That's.
Have you watched clips of them on this tour? Because they sound pretty good.
Yeah?
I mean, the standard for Kiss, I don't know how high it is, but I just thought they sounded like Kiss Live, pretty much. It wasn't like, oh my God, they're embarrassing themselves. And plus, they're in makeup, so they don't look, you know, I think you said that yesterday. They don't look as old.
Yeah.
They're in makeup.
And makeup. And Gene. Gene
and they could bring Ace and Peter back for a new tour.
He has like the Batman costume that has the built-in abs, even though he doesn't have any, but they're like costume.
I could see them going, well, why don't you get us out of here, Mark?
Alrighty.
And I'll mention a couple things while we're getting out of here. I forgot I had made note of a few other people in the Billboard Top 125, like R. Kelly's 80.
Oh, really?
Wow. Kelly Clarkson's 85. Ed Sheeran's 84. Gaga is 56. Bieber, 55.
That's surprisingly low, I guess.
Yeah, I would have thought Bieber was higher. Miley Cyrus is 62. Hmm. Except these people, some of them they're all streams.
Yeah.
They're all streams. I mean, it's hard to compare.
I don't know how to count that.
No,
man.
It's really hard. Jay-Z is number 50.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of current people, you know, plowing up these charts. And also, Bagel Boss is hospital.
Yikes.
And half of him, he's paralyzed on half his body, had a stroke.
Oh, man.
You know, it's weird. I almost don't believe it.
I thought it was a hoax. I did too. I saw him in the hospital bed, and I'm like,
That looks like a CPAP machine mask he's wearing.
And, oh my God, that could
be. And it all comes from his manager, which then just made me think of, guy has a manager?
I know. That's the first thing I thought.
Who else does this guy
can't
rep?
Have a manager? What is his talent?
What's? I'm questioning the manager. Who are his clients?
Oh,
it's probably his cousin or something.
Screech.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter. I have to pass Screech. Come on.
Yeah.
At Drew Mike. Is it at Drew Mike Podcast?
Yes. Yeah.
Possibly the worst address ever. Mm-hmm. There's no and in it. At Drew Mike Podcast. Follow me on Twitter. Help me pass Screech. I can't retire until I pass Screech. Come on.
Don't retire then either.
Well, it doesn't mean I will. I might stay longer. I'll be so happy.
Go blue.
It's the weekend. What do you need to show me?
Okay, you ready?
This is an echo.
Boo! So now you'll echo when you talk, okay? When I pop that up, you'll echo, okay? So just start talking.
Okay. Hello? Cool. It really does echo.
Does it sound like you're in a bathroom? A really big bathroom.
I think it sounds like we're in a tunnel.
A long tunnel?
Yeah.
Does it sound like you're in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Ooh.
Ooh, that's kind of scary.
Is there a ghost around here? Let's make scary sounds, but let's pretend they're not us.
Make scary sounds, but pretend they're not us. Okay, you go first, and then I'll go.
So, yeah, but pretend we're just scared when we're not.
I'm scared already. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You go first. That was your scary sound?
No, you can't talk. It's quiet.
But I'm scared. What was that? Seriously, was that something? That was scary.
Yeah.
What do you think that was?
No, you can't laugh. That's a spooky noise.
I'm sorry, that was really funny, Lou.
Try not to laugh next time I yawn.
I'm trying not to laugh. I heard a scary voice saying, "Who's entering my house?"
Uh-huh.
You should probably... Was that Mr.
Daddy, can I sit back? Can I sit right next to you?
Yeah. Was that Mr. Drew that was saying it? Reset.
Who's entering my house?
Why don't you make some foot? Oh my gosh, who's in charge here?
Go, 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 go.
Who's in charge here?
Hey!
You don't want it that hot.
Go.
Hey, just say, this is something Mr. Jewel might laugh at. Just go, I love you, on the mic, okay, ready?
I love you.
No, say it like this. I love you.
I love you.
Go. Okay, we're done.
Okay.